gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertaining? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hathui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue.
Issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and Alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Everybody, welcome. Welcome to the program. It's the Conti and Kenny Show. MoreLikeRadio.com. I am Joe Conti, host, March 31st, 2014. And I got my buddy Kenny Michaels here, of course.
Hello there, sir.
So lower that. Here we go. Arrogance and Alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show. The phone number is 240-HI-CNK. We'll put them in the chat rooms. Go in the chat. If you're listening live, if you're on the TuneIn app, cool. But if you want to be part of the show, go in the chat room. It's morelikeradio.com.
Already got a bunch of pals in there.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people in there tonight because some dickhead is coming in to hang out with us. Some pseudo-famous jerk.
Yeah,
friend
big,
of ours.
Big Rich in Arizona said we better entertain him.
Oh, I know.
He's listening live.
Yeah, there's pressure. Oof. Now the pressure's on.
We got our pal 4 years is listening.
Ah, Jerry, yeah.
Alaska.
No, I think he's in Oregon.
Oregon, Alaska?
Oregon.
Same bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's West Coast, upper West Coast, where it's, it's cool, but it doesn't snow.
And you go past the Dakotas and they're eating whale blubber. Who gives a shit?
All right. But the best way to get in contact with us would be, which I got to do this, I forgot to set up the phone, is through the phone number 240-HI-CNK, or
chat room. You can be part of the show. It's morelikeradio.com/live.
Can you turn my headphones down just a tad?
Yeah.
I got that ear thing still. That fishbowl. Remember, so, I was telling you, perfect, like that. Yeah, that's good.
It's good?
I mean, a little bit louder.
A little bit louder?
I got something going on with my head.
Okay.
I don't know
it's
what
not,
it is.
It's not the whole thoughts thing, is it?
No, a couple of voices, but...
Oh, okay.
It's shutting my real-life audible-ness out.
Okay.
And just wants to keep it all inside.
So maybe it's...
just want to keep
so
it all...
So you got
all,
a couple of ghosts in your skull?
But they want to keep it all to themselves. All
right.
And it's weird. Like,
so your sperm sit around in pub fight, and your thoughts just sit around in your brain
sperm pub
and
fight.
Just pay rent.
Yeah, my brain fights itself.
Oh, okay.
No, I told you, it's that, like, when you get off a plane... thing, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Still bother. I don't know. It's does not bothering me, but like I'm hypersensitive, and then I can't hear shit.
Maybe you got some sort of equilibrium thing going on.
No, I'm not dizzy.
Okay.
I got some kind of. I don't know. It's weird. Maybe I gotta get it checked out.
All right. Maybe you should, dude.
You know what? I if I go deaf, I'm gonna start playing a piano or guitar.
Why?
Or something. No. Well, no. What do deaf? No. Blind people play that good.
Well, no. You
wrong
you,
affliction.
You appear to be. I mean, and because you are. Unbelievably talented if you're blind doing anything.
Yeah.
Like if you're blind doing anything, it's like, holy shit, that guy had sex. He's
I want to
blind.
See a blind motocross champion. He just hits the gas and runs right into the wall of the Coliseum.
And everybody stands up and cheers.
You know, they call it whiskey throttle, where they're falling off and they accelerate the bike.
Oh.
It's like a ridiculous
whiskey
thing.
Throttle?
Yeah, they call it whiskey throttle.
No-see throttle. Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Frank and Joe. No, but blind people can play instruments. Deaf people, I mean, Beethoven could, but...
Yeah, well, he wouldn't finish anything, right?
Like, say you lose your sight, and your senses are supposed to go up otherwise, right?
Your other senses,
right? So if I go deaf, mm-hmm. What do I get? Would I run faster?
No, your sense of smell, your touch, your eyes, they would be heightened. You know, because it has to make up for the sense that you don't have.
But I couldn't, if I was blind, I could play an instrument and be really good at it.
Yeah.
But if you're deaf, you're just, I'd go to the massage parlor a lot.
Yeah, and not speak to them, and don't speak to them. Because they're going to be like, you know, in Russian, they'll be like, he's retarded. No, he's just deaf. That sucks. You never get mistook for being retarded when you're blind.
Your Russian accent is from Staten Island.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't. I'm not the voice guy, so. But we have a lot of stuff going on tonight because our pal Otto Peterson will be here with our other pal Keith Carnival.
Yes,
Keith Carnival.
Who's been a while since Otto's been up here.
Yeah,
we haven't been with Otto since the last Puppies and Sunshine.
We haven't done anything with him since the last Puppies and Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've done a show with him and hung out with him.
Yeah.
But actually, nothing on.
Because that was when. Big Rich posted, oh, well, Puppies and Sunshine
Puppies
reunion.
And Sunshine was before he almost died.
Yeah, that was one of the last, I think it was last April or something.
Was it that long? It's right, it's almost a year, I think,
yeah.
He's...
Since he had his mishap.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll get into it
a
little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to love that.
He's not going to want to. It'll last about a minute and a half.
Yeah, and then we'll just get
He'll just
whatever.
Want to talk about Honeymooners episodes.
And, yeah, exactly.
And like in Columbo.
Oh, and you
Sorry to bother you.
And we got to talk about that thing that you sent me. Late last night, that
oh,
restaurant.
Yeah. All right. How awesome is that?
That was. We should save that for.
I'm not going to show that. I'll show them once Otto gets here. But
okay.
But it's
a business. Oh, it's a business card. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
cool.
I saved it.
That's
fucking awesome. Is
that's
that
hilarious, dude? That is so great.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. A little tease for later because that'll be perfect for Otto.
I sent it to Peterson too. At like five and what time was it? Like 5:30.
Yeah, something like that.
5:30 in the morning.
You're back to where you were. It's you're back. Boom. Uh-huh. Didn't take long.
Nope.
It's back to Kenny texting me and sending me messages right about the time I'm getting up.
That's right. Yeah, you are getting up.
So,
oh, man. I'm
well,
sorry.
No, not this week. I'm off this week.
Yeah. Because
so.
Why?
It's my.
You could say it.
No, hold on. I got it. It's.
Your annual prostate exam?
Hold on. It's here somewhere. It's, I can't find it.
Well done.
Now, when is...
No, that's not it. I can't find it. It's my birthday. Tomorrow's my birthday.
April 1st.
April 1st.
One of my favorite days of the year.
It's
not because of the pranks, because it's your birthday.
Yeah.
I never remember April Fool's, but since we met, I always remember April 1st is your birthday.
Yeah, it's one of those things where people just
it's your birthday. Happy birthday. People dying everywhere. People living in despair. On your birthday. Happy birthday.
What is that?
No, but in all seriousness, happy birthday.
It's happy birthday from Satan.
Oh, this
you never
is
saw that?
No.
Just
no.
A video online.
Oh, just random.
I've had it for years. I usually play it. Yeah, people always seem to be so proud of themselves that they remember my birthday. Like, I got a friend of mine I hadn't seen in, like, 10 years, and he sent me a message. It's like, dude, buddy, man, we're pals. I even remembered your birthday. I'm like, people that don't even know me remember my birthday. It's April 1st. It's April Fool's Day. First of all, that's a birthday I think anybody would remember. You know, like it's an easy one. And plus, because I'm a comic, and it's like, oh, it's April Fool's. It's so perfect. It's
like
it's,
like June 26th, you'll forget.
Yeah, of course.
Or somewhere in the mid October area.
Yeah, you know. But if you're
who gives
born
a shit?
4th of July, if you're born on a holiday,
I'm August 31st, so I'm Labor Day.
No, Labor you're Day August 31st. That's
or Labor Day weekend. That's what I.
Yeah, Labor. I always know your birthday is like the last day
or the Jerry Lewis telethon.
That's what I think of is you spending your birthday weekend sitting in front of the television watching Jerry
by myself
watching the marathon and this isn't like him being depressed because of his birthday. He loves it. Kenny
loved it.
Loves sitting in front of the tube watching the Jerry Lewis,
especially in that weird 3 to 5 in the morning.
Yeah, where it gets really strange.
Where it gets a little sketchy.
Where you see everybody punch drunk answering the phones. And then, you know, Kenny and Zool at 4 in the morning all high.
How about that?
Calling and cranking them and doing all sorts of voices.
For about at 2 hours.
Yeah.
Until we got so stoned that we're like, we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. The federales are going to find you guys.
We did every voice we could possibly think of to the point when they were answering, they were like, Jerry Lewis telethon, and you can hear people laughing in the background because no one was calling at that time. But anyway, but you know that's what I would do. But you know, like we talk about it, and you have your pranks on your birthday, or people think they're funny.
Oh, I love it! It's hilarious. Like, hey, it's a wiffle ball bat with the ball. No, it's really an umbrella. Fuck you. I don't care. I don't give a shit about that. That's why I've never been a fan like of Jackass. And like, I don't like comedy, or at least when people like, if you want to fuck with me and verbally assault me, I'm totally down with it. But if you're like, all right, listen, you get on all fours and stand behind him and I push him over,
I'll
murder you. I fucking hate that. I don't like people physically fucking with me.
I thoroughly enjoy it unless it happens to me. Then I will slit your throat.
Well, maybe that's what happens to somebody else.
I'm not that kind of a guy. You're like a physical, stay away from me. Don't touch me.
I'm not saying don't touch me because I'm a germaphobe, but I'm saying don't physically fuck with me.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I mean, I'm not saying like tap it on the one shoulder and be on the other side.
Yeah.
I'm not that much, you know, I'm not obsessive.
Or, you know, you go into the apartment and somebody jumps out with a scary mask.
I don't like any of that shit. Don't like it. I don't like to be fucked with. But because that's what it was. I was fucked with as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, that's
Yeah,
you know, in a light way, but I mean, that was all every year it was like, all right, let's get him a bad gift. Or we'll fuck with them. We'll tell them this. We'll send them there. It was like, yeah, it's good time. I don't care. You want to just, you know, fuck with me and bust my balls. I'm totally okay with that. But I just never gave a shit, man. Never gave a shit about any of that. That's why I don't watch like Jackass. I don't watch any of that. Like, I don't care. I'm sick. And I'll tell you something right now. I'm sick of all the prank shows. I'm done with them.
Yeah.
Every other fucking Howie Mandel, apparently all he knows now is how to judge talent and do prank shows. He's got another prank show. He had
I saw
it. It's
like,
all right, we get it, Howie, you germophobic douchebag. He's another asshole. I don't like him. He's just one of those guys.
You know
he
what?
Never shakes. He won't shake your hand. He's Mr. fucking OCD. Fuck you.
I don't mind. I don't mind pranks. I don't mind like scaring somebody. I think they're funny. Something like, you know, the show Ridiculousness, I love. I do not like when someone is embarrassed. Not to the point where it's like, you know, the guy...
You're talking about humiliation.
Humiliation. You can be embarrassed. Embarrassed
amongst your friends. You know, like you want to embarrass one of your friends by telling a fucked up story and all that.
Right.
I'm not that much of a baby.
You know, some people, you know, you write on their face when they're drunk or something like that. That's borderline. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Depending on if the person deserves it.
But it's also... If you're amongst a group of friends, you know what I mean? If you have him wake up in a chair in the mall on a bench
right.
with a big cock on his forehead, right. I don't know. Just saying, that's kind of funny, actually. Frank just kind of gave me a look.
The original movie, Carrie, don't like it. You know what I mean?
But that wasn't done in humor.
No, but
they were truly looking to, you know,
that's
mess
anything
with
where somebody walks away and their feelings are hurt, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I can't.
I don't mean to say it like that. I know what you're saying.
I can't smash people for like truly trying to be funny and just wanting to fuck with somebody. It's just I'm not down with it for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a difference. Like the Carrie movie, that was like, all right, we hate this bitch and we're going to embarrass her in front of the whole school or, you know, whatever. You embarrass somebody, but not like in a funny way. You know, pig's blood, I don't think is tops in the comedy draw. Of props.
Right.
Pig's blood. Yeah, what do we want? We got the rubber chicken. And
not one of those electric things when you
get
shake
the little
hands?
Buzzer, the fake marshmallow. Hey, pal. Yeah. The fake marshmallow.
Yeah, and pig's blood. The flower that shoots the water.
And it shoots the water. And pig's blood, you know? Blood. I think that goes in the comedy draw. So it's my birthday tomorrow, actually. And it should be a good time. Got anything planned? No, but I just picked up a gig for this weekend where I'm going out to Pennsylvania, doing a show Friday, getting a room, and then doing another gig somewhere else in Pennsylvania, two gigs.
There you go.
Excuse me. And I was like, well, why don't we just make it like a little getaway weekend?
Oh, so the old lady's coming with you.
And then I got the old
finger up your ass, what?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Then I found out that, I have to drive with, I have to bring the other comic, the coach. I gotta drive the coach. Fuck me.
I know who books that gig.
yeah, you know who books that gig. But it was like, I wanted like a little, just a weekend, you know? We're gonna go out to PA, it's like a 3-hour ride. I think like way out by like, doesn't matter. And then somewhere in Chambersburg for the second show, and then we would just come home from there. You know, maybe spend the Saturday out in PA, you know, hang out. Because we haven't, you know, getting to spend a lot of time together lately. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be a good guy, you know. And plus, I wanted to. And then I find out, oh, yeah, you got to bring the five. I'm like, fuck.
Our pal Teddy Daniels had the best. We went to pick up the coach. And we were going out to way out in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So we're sitting out in front of his house for like a half an hour.
Oh, Jesus.
And he goes, Teddy had the great line. He gets into the car and he goes, sorry, guys, I was taking a shit. And then he farts. And Teddy goes, yeah, well, thanks for finishing in my car. He sent him a bit. He's like, sorry, guys, I was taking a shit. And it was just the speed of it was brilliant. Yeah, thanks for finishing in my truck.
Josie in the chat says, pig's blood, always funny, especially when dealing with Muslims.
Ooh.
Yeah, Joe's a little sensitive. Rough. Yeah, we should make some Japanese jokes. Just kidding. We got two of our pals that go in the chat that are dating Japanese girls.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Him and Canadian Bacon.
Canadian Bacon loves when he gets mentioned on the. This time we won't mention him about suicide.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking to whatchamacallit. Who were we talking to about it? And then Canadian Bacon. Who the hell was it?
Good story.
Right.
Oh, you talking about Beard Nation?
It's not a Beard Nation.
Beard
That's
Nation
who it was.
From last
yes.
week, right.
Yeah, from last week.
Mm-hmm.
He went through a bunch of stuff and 10 years of prison and reminded us Canadian Bacon. He's one of the officers. But everybody's good.
I got to set up the phone. I'm a shithead.
I just inadvertently said we won't bring up Canadian bacon when we're talking about suicide, and I brought up suicide. Right, Frank?
All right, where is this thing now?
What are you looking for?
Looking for the phone. I always forget this. Oh, there it is down here.
That's the
oh,
dude.
It's all set up. Bastard.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Frank. So,
what's the phone number again?
Oh, put it in the chat. It is 240-442-2635. That's 240-HI-C-N-K.
Love it.
Well, last week we ended the show with me saying I was looking to maybe looking for maybe do some changes.
Yes.
On the program. Basically, I was thinking about maybe doing a 2-hour show. Only because I think, and I want to discuss this with you, with Mike,
people in
with
chat.
Frank. Now, really? The people in the chat? Like, I give a fuck about what the people in the chat think. But I'm just thinking is that we're trying to build a base of listeners. And let's face it, most people are listening to podcasts. And don't you think I would like to get more people listening to the podcast. And I think it's easier to get people to listen to a 2-hour show than a 3-hour show.
A 3-hour show.
And we wouldn't have to change anything, except we would just be from 7 to 9. And if we wanted to, let's say something, we had something really kick-ass going
good
on.
Guest or something like that, we could extend it.
It would be like bonus. So, maybe we go an extra 15, 20 minutes.
And we could have a quick little jingle and say, it's overtime, right? Something like that.
Nah, I don't think so.
It's extra, it's overtime.
Yeah, anybody want to make that? Did I hear yes? Nope, I didn't hear anything, so we won't do it. Let me see. Look, part of it is because for the last week, I was in a real funk. I was in a depression for about, I would say, 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
Doesn't happen too often, but I get into like these funks, and my girlfriend was like, what's wrong? What's going on? I'm like, look, it's not you. I was trying to let her know that I wasn't, it wasn't like affecting our relationship, or I didn't want it to affect the relationship.
Yeah, it's nothing you're doing.
Nothing you're doing. It's just I'm a shitbird, and right now I'm just, and I think.
Working some stuff out.
Yeah,
my own mind.
Listen, I actually was contemplating, like seriously.
It is Bev, isn't it?
It really isn't. I would love to blame it on her.
So frankly,
how easy is it to just blame it on a chick? Yeah, she's a fucking broad. She doesn't understand me, and she don't listen. But I started to question my everything I'm doing. No, not my sexuality. I'm okay with that. My everything I've done, my career, this,
right?
Like everything. And I'm just sitting there saying I am a complete fucking failure. And I was like, well, why the fuck? Like, I contemplated quitting everything. I got to a point where I opened up my calendar and said, all right, what do I have booked? And I'll count them up, and then I'll just do these gigs, and that'll be it. And I realized there's only, like, 3, and I was like, fuck, I don't really have to, So by the mid-April, I won't be doing any more stand-up. But I really, got down because I said, you know what, for as long as I've been doing this, I have really, I have one DVD that I made at a restaurant from the town over, from the town that I grew up in, where I had 100 friends and family come out and see me that I made 3 years ago, and that's about it. And I said, I don't know. I don't think I want to do this anymore because I just feel like a complete and utter failure. Josie says, I also question just about everything Conti does also. So I got over that and realized that more people need to be tortured. But I think maybe we can help build this show even more, because I'm actually starting to admit that we've got a pretty good show.
Right.
We got a cute little show here. And what could be a way to get more people to listen is to maybe make a 2-hour show.
A little more, a little bit more.
Palatable?
Palatable.
Thank you. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah. Maybe instead of a 5-course dinner, you just have the 3 courses. You got an appetizer.
And once in a while, we throw in a little extra if we have some dessert. Extra food. People a little hungry?
Yeah.
Everything's a food reference. two guineas.
I'm fine with it. I'm very cool with it. I understand where you're coming from too. And it's not that you don't want to do the show or anything like that. It's we want to make the show a little bit easier for someone who hasn't listened to the show and doesn't know the shorts. They're gonna go 3 hours. That's a fucking marathon,
dude. Even when I'm doing, like, you know, when I'm going through some podcasts, they're like, hey, let me see. I'll see a podcast that's like 2 hours. I'm like, okay, let me go somewhere else. Like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And God forbid.
Well, the majority of podcasts are an hour, right?
Right.
Somewhere about an hour?
Yeah, they're usually straight podcasts are an hour.
Just imagine how many hours we've done in 10 years.
Well, almost 10 years. I can
three
I can,
hours now. You don't have to figure it out.
But
we've done a 3-hour show, pretty much every week.
I think the first 2 months.
Actually, 9 years because we took a year off.
Yeah, and the first
and even
two
Big
months,
Rich in the chat room says he was a listener back before the Juvenile and
oh really
Joe Conte show days. Yeah,
no shit.
Yeah, for that year.
Oh wow. Okay. All right, we got a phone call here. Let's see. Conte and Kenny show. Hello.
What happened?
Join the video chat. Somebody's trying to join a video. They're connected. Let's see.
I'm trying to do video.
Hey, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jer. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? 4 years in the chat.
Oh, nice.
What's up, Jer?
Oh, not much. You guys are just talking about how you are kind of feeling downtrodden and just wondering whether you wanted to do this anymore or something. And I think it brought out, to me personally, the funniest fucking thing you've ever done on the show. And you were just, remember that show where you were just like, fuck this, I'm done, this is some bullshit. And you were just pissed off. You're eating your salad.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Real quiet. You're eating your salad. You get a mouthful of salad. And you just go, fucking bullshit in your mouth.
That was only a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Right?
Oh, God. That cracked me up so bad. I had to rewind it and listen to it like 2 or 3 times. Oh, my God.
You were dead tired, and you were like, I don't care.
I was fucking miserable. It was the whole show. I was miserable. I think that's what.
Oh, dude, you were so real right then. I mean, you were just like, fucking bullshit.
I remember, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, he's absolutely right.
Even Frank remembers this.
Yeah, I remember too.
I'm just sitting there because he goes, it was a show where you were really miserable, and I'm thinking, dude, this is, like, pick one.
pick any one of them.
Pick one.
Other thing is, I called in to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And also to tell you happy birthday early.
Thank you, sir.
And everything, but... yeah, happy birthday, dude. No, my question is, when I heard your impression of your old man,
yeah,
he doesn't by chance look like the chef from Lady and a Tramp, does he? Because that's what I picture in my head.
Oh,
when you
with
do your
like
impression
the
of him.
Twirly mustache. No, and you know what? In fact, my dad, when I see pictures of my dad's 72 now, but when my dad in the 70s, so he was probably in his late 30s. Late 30s, my dad looked like a fucking terrorist. He looked like Saddam Hussein. My dad, except he had little pork chop sideburns and the mustache. Right. He looked like he could have been one of the Hussein brothers. And my uncle. My uncle looked just like Saddam Hussein. So he...
I would maybe like a Vince Lombardi-ish right now?
No, not Vince Lombardi-ish. Ah, man, I wish I could... He definitely, like, he looks Italian, but he looks like he could be Italian or Greek or Turkish. You know, now he looks more like Italian, lighter skinned. He doesn't go out tanning.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? And he's got the gray hair now and no mustache. But when he had the stash and the pork chop sideburns in the
70s. He still unbuttons four buttons from the top.
Of course, to show off the crucifix. But yeah, I mean, back then, he would have, if my dad looked like that now, he would be, he'd be getting pulled aside from the TSAs going, sir, we need to come into this other room here. And then my dad would
have
a little
bit of profiling.
Yeah, and he would get a nice little African-American finger shoved in his ass to make sure that he doesn't have anything of explosives in back there.
We Mobile in the chat room just put, I challenge Joe to do one end-to-end happy show. Just one.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so. Now, is this the first time you're calling us, Jer, or no?
No.
No, I called you a couple
times. Called us once, right?
Of course, I was about five beers in, and the phone kept echoing really bad.
Yes, that's right, because it sounds much better here. How did you end up finding this? I have to understand something. As long as we've been doing this since 2005, I say this a lot. I always think that about 30 people listen to the show, and I know 28 of them. Like, know them as in Dave Ingram and people that I know who listen to the show. And then you find out, like, holy shit, you know, there's Beard Nation, we found out last week, has been listening to the show since, like, 2009. And then Jer here, we find out through an errant email that he sent us
and,
4 years ago.
Big Rich in Arizona, who's
Big Rich
one?
In Arizona. So you find out, and you're like, how did you stumble upon our show?
I kind of, goddamn, I've been listening to you guys for fucking almost a decade now. Jesus.
That's crazy. Like, he knows us better than most people.
Yeah. I know. It must be weird to have all these people that know all these stories about you and stuff and you've never met them. It's got to be weird.
It's starting to, because I never really accepted that. I always said, it's just a few people that, you know, I know now who listen, and then everybody else is fellow comics, friends and family, and then the more stories I get, like from you and these guys, I go, holy shit, there are people that know us that we don't know them.
And this is probably one of the reasons that spurs on, you're realizing this a decade later.
You
want to figure out a way to get more of these.
Right. Instead of just playing around and going, yeah, we're doing this, it's okay. Now
and
I'm going,
honestly, I was thinking how I actually ran into you, and what it was, I think this is back in the older days, you know, when, you know, the podcasting was still relatively new, and I was just looking for comedy stuff, and like the first thing that popped up was fucking, like, I don't know, Red Bar Radio or something like that, which turned out to be shit, but when I downloaded it says you may also like, and Conti and King popped up, and that's basically how I found you guys, was just looking for a specific type of humor. I mean, I've gone through different podcasts where I just don't really dig the style of humor or whatever, you know, the fucking, you know, just there's some bullshit that's out there that kind of sucks, but you guys totally resonate with me, and you guys are one of the few shows that actually make me belly laugh.
That's
where I get my headphones in when I'm, you know, at work, and I start laughing, and people are looking over going, what? And you guys are making a fucking child molester joke, and I can't say that, you know?
Yeah.
Now, as a listener, would you think a two-hour show would be better instead of the three? As a more attractive download?
I'm a hardcore fan, so no, I dig it. And I got, you know, 8 hours to fucking have my headphones in while I'm doing my work. So I appreciate the long show, but I don't know if everybody is that way. That's just me.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, I just want to call in and just say hi and everything, so I'll let you get back to your thing.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks, man. Thanks for your birthday wish.
Enjoy the whale, blubber. I don't even know. Snuck that one in.
Josie in the chat. 4 years is right. Conti should be eating more salads. What a dick. So I was in a really, like, the funk that I was in, like, scared me, because I said, I just want to just stop doing all of it.
Right.
And I was like saying, you know what? I'll go to my boss. And because I have a job, but it's part time. And I go, I'm just going to go full time and just, you know, do what I got to do. And I still have a little side business in the comedy thing that, of course, you know.
Sure.
And I could make a little money and run shows. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, I would end up being one of those guys that is running comedy shows, some failed fucking miserable comic who is just miserable and bitter and just want being a dick to every comic that's on the show because they're failed comics. I'm like, I don't want to do that. That's not me. I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
I don't want to be that failed guy that's like, yeah, we're going to run the show. You're going to go up there and make sure you do, 8 minutes about this. And I didn't want to be that guy.
Right, right.
And I just want to be a performer, you know? It doesn't mean that you can't have some responsibility and do some other things, but I was just like, I don't want to be that. So, unfortunately for everybody within earshot, I am not quitting. I am going to mush on.
There's actually, I forget if, was it last night? I think it was last night or the night before. No, it wasn't the night before. It might have been the night before. I was watching an episode of Louie on FX.
You know, I watch it once. I love the show Marin. I watch Marin. Mark Maron show on IFC.
It's only
one season.
I haven't been able to see it.
It's really good. I like it a lot. I've seen a couple episodes of Louis. It's a very good show.
This episode.
I don't want to like Louis C.K. because everybody likes him, but I love him.
We're going to get into him
everything
later.
Everything is great.
Yeah, he had a controversial. It's not controversial. People are making it.
Well,
stupid.
It's Saturday become line, controversial.
Anyway, Doug Stanhope plays a guest role in this guy, Eddie. And they started together. So they go throwback, like kind of look back in time when they're first starting out, right? He shows up, hasn't seen him in 20 years, goes to the cellar.
And this is a sketch?
This is the show.
Oh, this is, or not Saturday Night Live, this is
this Louis. This is Louis, okay. Yeah, Louis show, yeah.
Okay.
But it's funny because, you know, Stanhope is, he's like, hey, man, I haven't seen you in 20 years. And he's a boozer, you know what I mean? He's got an old clunker, and he's like, I got a show up in Maine. I just, you know, I figured I'd stop by New York and come and see and stuff. And they went and they went through like old, like kind of went back in time and like old road gigs and stuff as they started together. And basically Stanhope is this guy who basically lives out of his car, is just going to do a show in Maine, and he's going to off himself and just wanted to say goodbye to Louis because they started together. Yeah. And I think he plays, and his name is Eddie something or other. But he's kind of down and out, and Louis's like, don't kill yourself. He's like, why? What do I got to live for? He's like, I got nothing. He's like, I fucking live in my car, and instead he's like, let's go do a spot somewhere. So that instead of going to, like, he's like, yeah, we could do it at 11 o'clock at Caroline's, and he's like, no, let's go to Brooklyn and do an open mic. So they show, there's other comics that I forget their names, but you've seen them.
Yeah, we probably.
And they just do really bad material, like a bad open mic in Brooklyn.
Right.
And then Stanhope goes up there and just starts, you know, ripping it apart. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Funny, you know?
Right.
And it's, you know, that's his, this is like his swan song. He's like, you're the only one in the business I liked, and I wanted to say goodbye to somebody. Meanwhile, he's slugging a handle of vodka, you know, and he's smoking cigarettes, and he's like, yeah, all I do is do drugs and road gigs, and he's in like an old Nova, like a brown Chevy Nova.
Really?
Yeah. And then the episode ends where Louis's like, see ya. He's like, all right, man. He doesn't know if he's going to... They don't show you if he...
They don't even like...
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, it was a really, really good episode for a comic. You know what I mean? It was a good episode, like, TV-wise.
There's that old anecdote.
But as a comic, you would see it and go, oh, that was a good episode.
Well, there's an anecdote that sounds... When you were telling the story about the episode, it sounds like it was the beginning of this anecdote. It's an anecdote about comics and how self-centered we are. The story is two comics who haven't seen each other in 20 years. And the one guy is doing fantastic. He's been on television. He's been.
That's exactly how the episode.
Right. Been on television. He's doing great. And the other guy is just doing whatever. He's flailing. And he's like, yo, buddy, man, where you been? And he's like, dude, I've seen you on television. You're doing awesome. And the other guy's like, yeah, bud, man, how about you? He goes, I don't know, man, kind of fell off the map, and I'm living way up in fucking Oregon, and, you know, not really doing much.
The only difference at this point is Stanhope was just a bitter asshole.
Right.
Like, oh, you're going to, you know, you went and got famous, and now you're that guy kind of thing.
The story is where he goes, what about you, man? He goes, kind of fell off the map. I'm living up in Oregon, and I'm not really doing much comedy, but I'm just running a little... like a little show. I do a little show at a little cafe like once a week. That's about it. And the other guy's, really? Who books that? And you know what I mean? Like the guy who's on television is like, really? Who books that? And it just shows the self-centeredness and the complete and utter selfishness that comics have.
Right.
Like, he's got everything, and the other guy has, he's like, yeah, who books that? You know what I mean?
And you know,
that's where I thought you were going with it.
Maybe
it almost sounds like it was.
Maybe that's kind of an aristocrat's joke kind of thing.
Maybe.
Took it that way. But it was a really good episode for a comic. But just think about it. You know, just think about how many people would like to do what we do. You know what I mean? And go up in front of a couple of hundred people, 1,000 people, and make them laugh. You know what I mean? People are amazed by it, but I think most people are...
I don't know how many... But I see people that are, like, you know, like, when they're... Like, I don't know how you do that. Like, when people say, oh, my God, because that's the biggest fear that human beings have is public speaking. But I wonder how many... What percentage of those people would like to do it.
Right, but what I'm getting at is how much it affects us when we can't do it as much as we want. You know what I mean? How much it affects us mentally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, cuz we can't do it. You know what I mean? And it bothers us because we should be doing it when you have a little bit of success at it. You know, when you know you can do it,
right?
And you're not a complete idiot.
Right.
You know, some of us have to step away for a little while and reel ourselves back.
Well,
a
whatever,
bit.
You know.
May 9th in Hoboken.
Life. Oh, that's right. Yeah. We'll talk about that one.
May 9th, Hoboken. Yeah. But all of that stuff kind of compounds all together, and that's where you have this
introspective moment.
I'm not sure.
You know what it is? It's a vicious circle because of whatever problems we have mentally, that's what drives us to do this. But that's also the same demons that will drive us away.
Right.
It's the same demons. It's that missing thing that we have. There's something missing in our... I've always had it. Like, in my life, it was always... You know, I needed somebody in my life. You know, I was always by myself.
I understand.
I always would fill that with a little bit of gambling.
Food.
No, not even. I was.
Food.
No, I'm not that guy. No.
Really?
No, I'm not a guy who.
Not really.
No, I'm not. Look, I'm a big fat bastard, but I'm not the guy who engorges himself to make up for stuff. It's always been either weird sexual shit, like with hookers.
Yeah, it's I gotta come.
Yes, it's I gotta come, and I want to hit that big fucking score. And now that I'm
ding dongs
in a relationship, that part of it is solidified, but it you know
and
it
satiated.
Is, but what happens is when you are happy, okay?
Yeah.
Then. Like, when I wasn't happy because I was alone, but I was doing stand-up, it was okay because everything was kind of like, you know, it's almost like you're in this big ditch, but you're moving around and you're doing your thing in the ditch. What happens is now I'm in a relationship and I'm happy, so that part of me is up, it's elevated, and then you look at everything else. Yes.
Gotcha.
So your perspective is, I'm at the edge of the ditch going, the fuck it! What
Get
am I doing down there?
Get out of there, yeah.
That part of me needs to be lifted up.
I got you.
And you don't realize it because you're that other part of you is like, la 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 la, and you don't realize you're like, fuck, I've been flailing. But because I've been happy in my personal life, you don't realize the flailing because it's kind of it's a little perfume.
Yeah.
Your happiness is perfume. It spreads all over your misery.
Sucks. Yeah. Oh, happiness is terrible.
Happiness will be your perfume for that misery that you have.
I'm down there, and I'm just walking behind everybody like Satan in The Passion of Christ. Where he just slowly walks
where
behind
we're going.
Everybody.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
I'm down there smoking in the shadows in a corner. I got nothing.
It's true.
Nothing right now.
Yeah, no, that's a real thing. And when you're when you got perspective on things, it sometimes makes it worse. When you realize that, oh man, it's not that bad, that makes me feel even worse for feeling bad.
Yeah, because then you feel like an idiot. You're
sometimes,
like, really? You cry,
sometimes
baby?
Sometimes when clarity hurts.
Yeah.
And when you're deep in the misery and the self-loathing, it's narcissism. You basically,
it's always about you. It's always about that person, except that comics I think because we always put the pain back at us, we don't end up hurting other people. Like, you know, when you have somebody who's like they're always down and they're always depressed, but they drag everybody else in.
Or they abuse.
We don't drag other people in. We just go, nope, we're good. Stay on the outside. I'm here. I got this.
It's me.
It's true. It's not you. It's me. And I'm going to hang in. I'm going to wallow here myself. I don't need to drag you into it like the way some people are who are miserable and they have to bring everybody into their misery. For us, it's like, because I think in the back of our heads, we know with that misery comes production, comes the work, and comes the stuff that we need to make us better.
And the difference is that's the complete type of attention that we don't want. We might want all other kinds of attention, but that's not the kind we want.
Not dwelling on your misery. You want people laughing at you.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's not woe is me.
I think that, I don't know. I think that you may have used comedy or like show business as an attempt to fill in the void. But even though the void isn't as big a deal for you anymore, like because you're happier, that you still got the taste for it.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunately that
blood. That taste of blood.
Yeah.
In your mouth.
When someone asked me how you doing, the fuck out of my business. It's none of your fucking business I'm doing. You know.
Your parole officer doesn't want to hear that.
Yeah. I won't say that out loud. But fuck, it's none of your shit. Get out of my fucking head. Yeah. This is my space. Don't worry about it.
In the chat, there, Josie. Back to the food thing. He goes, nope, it's not food, Conti. No, it's not food. Conti is not seeking validation with food. He's just what scientists call typical Italian dude.
I see.
I don't know any typical Italian dudes. I come from the white bread West. Not a lot of Guidos in the area. It's just, I think...
They're actually in the other chat room. They're talking about your CD and where to find it. They might buy one or two to make you feel better.
That's a good advertising campaign.
You can find it in one of the drawers. It's like all it's perfect.
It's underneath the suicide note.
Yes, it's underneath the can of fucking diet right on your table.
Man,
yeah,
diet right. All right, I got an anecdote too about comedians.
Go ahead.
You wanna hear this one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is from a great book. So I'm gonna butcher it, but I'm gonna deliver it as best I can. Heard a joke once. Man goes to doctor. Says he's depressed. Says life seems harsh and cruel. Says he feels all alone in a threatening world where what lies ahead is vague and uncertain. Doctor says the treatment is simple. Great clown Pagliacci is in town tonight. Go and see him. That should pick you up. Man bursts into tears. Says, but doctor, I am Pagliacci.
The irony.
Have you ever heard that one?
No, I never did.
It's really old. It's really good. And like even this like little story shows that comedians are just messed up.
Yeah. It's that laugh clown thing. The laugh clown thing.
Messed
yeah.
up.
Yeah. I think the clown
who
aspect.
Who cheers you up when you can't even go to a comedy show to cheer up? You're going to a comedy show and you're just like, workshop, I suck. I'm terrible. Or I'm better than this guy. Why can't I make it?
Yeah, there's always...
No joy.
You know what, though? The guys who do find true joy from doing it are usually fucking hacks or guys who are just complete and utter blowhards.
A wave of Facebook profiles is rushing
yeah,
past
yeah, exactly.
Me,
yeah, someone just put in the chat. Hold on, I'll find it. If you're not tortured, it's 4 years. If a comic isn't tortured, they're most likely not very good.
I learned from, I met Rich Scheidner, who is a legendary comic. He was huge, started in like 1977, and he was huge in the 80s. He was on Married with Children for a while, but he was like one of those guys, and he said there are two types of comics. There are the princes... And the
Billy Oceans.
No, it's Prince.
Come on, give me it. It's good.
That was really good.
They're the prince, or you're the prisoner.
So I was right.
And
I'm sorry,
Billy Ocean. And
you're the prince, or Morris Day and the Time.
And, you know, basically princes are guys like Ellen DeGeneres, Jerry Seinfeld. And all it means, it's not a dig at them. It's just kind of them. They go up there and they're like, hey, this is what I got. Thank you. Thank you. I'll take some more applause. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And the not prisoner, it might be pauper. I forget the other word he used. But the other one, they go
princes
up.
Princes and the Pauper would be an allegory to that. So it's probably Princes and the Pauper.
It might be. And they go up and they're like, even if you do well, you're like, oh, Jesus, I can't believe they actually like me. This is great. Thank you. Good night. You put your head down and boom, you're gone. You know?
Yeah.
And I think most comics tend to be on that side of it. You know, they tend to be a little bit more because like me. I'm not, I've never been into alcohol, like a big drinker or drugs or anything like that. But with me, my torture is, as much as I love going up there, part of me, it's almost like we're egomaniacs. I'm an egomaniac with severe self-esteem issues. Mm-hmm. So I go up there and go, that's right, motherfuckers. I'm going to make every one of you people laugh. I really hope so. God, I hope they like me. And it's this weird type of dichotomy because you're like, wait a minute, I'm awesome. I hope so. I really, and I'm to a point now, I've been doing this so long, and I finally figured it out, where when you get to a point where you don't give a shit anymore is when you really truly find your voice, as they say. And when they mean they don't give a shit anymore, it doesn't mean I don't care. But now when I go up there, I do my thing. If you don't like it, too bad. I still want to make them laugh. And my attitude is, you really should like me. If you don't, I don't care. And I think once you get to that point, you're golden.
I still weep. I still
weep. I still think about it sometimes. Yeah. I have a bad set and I go, I can't, you know, I can't believe it. Oh. It's like you can have 10 great sets in a row and you have one bad set and you're like,
that's it.
That was, what the fuck was I doing? That's terrible. But that's the same thing. We talked about that last week. You know, you could walk down the street and 99 people tell you have a nice shirt on. And one person's like, that really? You wore that shirt today? The rest of the day, you're thinking of that one person.
Yeah, that one that person fucking comes up to you. You go on lunch and he's like, you going to wear that?
That's it. You're done.
You're done.
You're done. Yeah. Even a regular human being. We focus on the negative because it affects you more.
I can just see, what's the matter with the shirt? You look down at it. What's
Yeah, you're like, it's
look at your sleeves.
Vomit on it? Like, what happened?
What's the matter? This is a pretty good shirt. Yeah, you got any regular shirts?
This is why you need to watch the show live, because it was, you just got like 30 seconds of video feed of Conti and Kenny miming looking at their own shirts.
Yeah, Joe Z said, even Joe, have you Rich Scheidner, he made that documentary. It's called I Am Comic. Did you ever see that? I've seen it. Yeah, it's
maybe
great.
Maybe I have.
It's great. It's all about different comics and what they're doing, and it's about him resurging and getting back into comedy.
I got to remember what he looks like.
It's great. Bones, I could give a crap. I could give a shit less if my set sucks. Fuck the audience unless they're a hot chick. I don't care. See, that's a guy with a very big penis, and I've always said that guys with big penises have this amazing self-esteem that's built in.
It's true.
No,
we do.
It's okay. It's built in. It's an automatic built-in thing. God bless them because they just truly don't give a shit because it always comes down to the penis.
And speaking of penis,
yes.
Don't you have an audio clip you could play right now?
Oh.
I think that's a good segue for no reason.
You mean just the one clip?
Any of it's good, really.
It's just awesome.
It's brilliant.
I've never
heard of this.
First just turned Frank onto this. Everybody's going to know it as soon as I play it. It's a famous clip.
Yeah, it's weird. I usually know everything about the internet because I don't have a, you know, personal life.
When you said you should watch live because I see the miming, Big Rich said I'd rather not see them.
Why not? It's adorable.
And it's this. This is the greatest.
But you just assured me that I could speak.
Sit down inside the car.
Sit inside the car.
Not assuring anything. I'm under arrest.
Look, I'm under what?
What?
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before. Why did you do this to me? For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Oh,
yes.
I see that you know your judo well. Good one.
Well, there's and some you, joy, sir, I guess.
Are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hand off there. Ta-ta and farewell.
How dare, oh, how dare you?
One okay. Tough look.
One tough look. I don't know. They even broke
I wouldn't mind him reading the Bible to me.
Oh, dude, it would be just the King James Bible I'd let him read.
And on the seventh day, God hath rested.
Penis.
And he saw that it was light, and he saw that it was good.
That is what the internet is for. Finding a video from the early 80s of a regal
let
man.
Let my people go.
Some regal man getting arrested in Australia. And
are you ready for these animals? There's a flood coming. This is time to prepare.
Quick. Get all the females to go across from the males, and we'll do a soul train line down the middle.
What kind of accent did you land on?
I'm not sure
on?
What I did, yeah.
There's a bunch of things at
I don't
once.
Do
it's
voices.
I'm,
I just climb on his
penis.
His,
no.
This is democracy manifest. This is a supper, a succulent last supper. One of you will betray me. Who has that bag of silver?
That's the last supper.
Yeah.
Oh,
got it.
I thought you said silver. I'm sorry.
No,
yeah,
no
it was the silver who was paid. The
Judas
last
got a bag of silver.
The great clown.
I only know the child story Bible. That's
are you not familiar with Easter? The resurrection? The crucifixion?
All right. What do we want to do? Take a break? It's almost 8 o'clock?
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Otto should be here soon with Keith Carnevale. Oh, and our show, me and you, we're going to be co-headlining a show in Hoboken, May 9th.
I'm you're headlining. I'm just going before you.
Okay, whatever. But we'll get more of that information. But it's going to be at Biggie's Comedy Room downstairs of Biggie's. And May 9th, 11 p.m., we'll get you the info where you can get the tickets. It only holds about 50 people, so we'll probably have that place half filled. We'll be right back. Conti and Kenny Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
You just assured me that I could speak.
Sit down inside the car. We're not assuring anything. We're under arrest.
Look, I'm under what? Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cuffs.
Why did you do this to me?
Pop in the car.
Get some cuffs. For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Oh. Yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off there? Ta-ta and farewell. One tough look. They even...
To subscribe to the podcast, get it on iTunes, morelikeradio.com, or contiandkenny.com. And for the special episodes of Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or contiandkenny.com. It's as simple as that. Enjoy Conti and Kenny. Enjoy the Conti and Kenny Show. It's wonderful. It's hilarious. It's, oh fuck, who am I kidding? It's a load of fucking shit. Just listen to it. It's better when Johnny O's on. He's always funny. Here you go. This is how you listen live to the Conti and Kenny Show. It's from 7 to 10 p.m. You can download the TuneIn app and search More Like Radio, or listen through the chat on morelikeradio.com/live from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Then listen to the last hour on contiandkenny.com or on contiandkenny.com from 7 to 10 the whole night. You can hear that however you want, you know? It's just a load of bollocks. It's so convoluted you wouldn't believe. Why they can't just keep it simple? One click. That's all you need. One bloody click. Dopey bloody Guido.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no. God, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not painful in that. Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, this is Rich Scheidner. I've been doing stand-up comedy since 1977. And you're watching the Conte and Kenny Show. You listen to them, watch them. Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. Do the whole thing. Keep up, people. Keep up.
I have a structural filament and I need cash.
What's up, everybody? We're back. It's Conte and Kenny Show.
I thought I was coming back.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You finished?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, you got it done. Enjoy.
I'm trying to do two things at once here. I'm sorry. We got our pals, Keith Carnevale and Otto Peterson. It's been a while since Otto's been here. And Keith, you've never been up here, right?
No, first time.
Click your mic on there. First time. Stop. Oh, he's got to pop you up.
No, you guys are on.
Yeah, push it up towards you. Yeah, it is. Nothing?
Use the other mic then.
Yeah. Oh, you might have to switch chairs there, yeah.
I want to go home already.
First time.
Yeah, it's worth it, right?
I want to go home already. First time. Bye. Good night.
All right. The phone number, if you want to call in, it's 240-HIGH-CNK, which is 240-442-2635. And what's going on, bud?
Hey, man, it's been way too long. It's a fucking major hassle to do this show.
I know.
Yeah. It sucks.
It is a pain in the ass.
Believe me, it's not just the length of the drive either. We understand.
It's good to get out. Yeah,
it's a great parking also.
Oh, yeah, great parking, right? You're parking on a highway. It's amazing.
I can't wait to get hit by a car.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's like, hey, just park right on the side of the interstate. It's good. It's good.
I'm going to get winged.
But it's completely legal. It's weird. We've been doing it for, I don't know, 5 years now. Every time I park, I go, how am I not getting a ticket every time?
That's the first thing I thought.
Best to just wait until they get caught at the light and there's nobody coming past you.
It's like playing chicken.
Yeah,
it's Frogger, yeah.
When you don't see any other cars parked, you'll feel like you're doing something wrong. You know?
Yep, right. Absolutely. Yeah. It's fucking nutty. So What have you been up to, man? What you, Keith? We're working with you in May, which we're looking forward to.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
Yeah. Finally, me and Kenny are going to do a show together. It's been almost a year.
Right.
At Biggie's Comedy Room, right?
Yeah, Hoboken, yeah. Newark Street, Hoboken. 11
it's going to be at 3 in the morning. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. It's a weird show.
It's a late,
late
show.
Yeah. Bring a sleeping bag, everybody, because as soon as the show's over, we're going to be passed out.
Keith's good to work for. There's no bullshit. I took him with me to Albany last week, and he almost got laid the first time on the road. Tell him that story.
Oh, gay guy tried to pick me up.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. And it was weird.
Tell me, be honest. No joking around. Right. Doesn't it give a little blow to your ego that a gay dude finds you attractive?
It was just weird.
It's weird.
He didn't even seem gay.
I wouldn't
gay.
Use blow.
Right.
Isn't
it really puff up your ego?
Isn't it stroke your ego?
Stroke your ego.
He didn't come out like Broadway gay. He wasn't like, hi.
Right.
I thought he was another comedian because he came up, talked to me in between shows. He's like, that was a good set. That was pretty funny what you said, where you're from.
He said you should headline.
You should headline. He said, headline. Jesus.
He must have wanted to suck your dick.
Exactly. I'm far away from that. So he goes, that was really funny. Then he leans into me and goes, and you should be gay. I'm like, whoa. I said, listen, I don't got the fucking wardrobe to be gay, first of all. And I said, I said, thanks for the compliment.
That is a compliment. You know, it's weird, but you should be gay.
But if he was in, like, Macon, Georgia.
Right.
Oh, forget it. There's a faggot here in the goddamn room. Let's go fucking trick his ass up.
He would have been hanging from the rafters.
They would have dragged them home in a bumper.
It used to be able to get laid on the road. It seems completely impossible now. The waitresses are too busy, or they fucked some comedian that treated them badly.
Yep.
And then everybody else is on a date. I don't know how we ever got any pussy out of those clubs.
You know what it is? I was on the road for the last couple of years, and the South is so much easier.
You were telling me that,
right?
Oh,
it's a layup.
Really?
It really is, yeah. It's so much easier. Once you get out of a major metropolis in the East, Philly, Boston, something like that, once you get into like the Oklahomas and even like the Kansas cities and right. Springfield, Missouri, all that, it's so much easier.
Well, there's a lot of meth.
How
do you explain that? Do you think that you're going to somehow?
I think maybe it's a little bit of novelty
that you're going to rescue them and take them off to the big city.
Yeah,
or something?
Well, a lot of it is you can the way of living there is you can make $8 an hour with a kid and have an apartment.
Yeah,
and live. You know what I mean? You could totally so
cost of living.
When you go down there, you're like bright lights, big city guy. You know, and anything like I was in a position of kind of authority. Party,
right.
You know, and if you're a stand-up or something, it's just like they put it right, give it right.
You got all your teeth.
Yeah.
That's
and you
great.
Betrayed that position on as often as possible.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Pittsburgh, I got blown in a parking lot of the parking lot for the son of National Security.
Right.
Homeland Security.
Security
right
okay.
Parking lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
It was the first parking lot I could find.
it's safe.
She pulled her pants down. I'm like, I'm pulling over.
Do you think that part of it is because now with YouTube and the internet and everybody thinks that they can, you know, I saw these comics. So they just look at it like, it's just some shithead from the internet. Instead of like, wow, there's a real comedian coming down. They don't see the comics except for like HBO or something like that. And it seems more special.
Well, I think it's most of the time when you get out of the metropolises, everybody, someone else mentioned this. I think it was Jeff Foxworthy.
Because they look at you like you're from the big city.
Everybody's the same. It's the same kind of shit. You know what I mean? It's the same kind of personality. You know, like I was watching, I think it was Larry the Cable Guy's biography or something. And Jeff Foxworthy was saying, he goes, well, Kings of Comedy were on urban. You know what I mean? But people don't realize that once you get out of those cities, it's all us. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So it's the same type of guy. So anything different, you know, I'm sure like if you're Canadian, you might even have a shot, you know, in Oklahoma.
Well, that's what he's been saying for years. One thing I remember Otto saying, he goes, look, you got New York and you got L.A., and everything in between is the sticks.
Right.
Big A!
It really is. Tunnel, I know.
And I think that's why, like, you put Jersey in with New York, and I think that's why there's a lot of people who are successful from this area, because it's kind of it's so packed and congested, and it's real.
Yeah,
so they go out into the Midwest, where everybody
You know, and they're just like, man, what the fuck are these guys saying?
What's going on out back? What are
like, holy shit, you know, but that's fucked up, but wow, he's right.
Yeah.
And I think people are like, wow, that's pretty cool, you know, because L.A., there's nobody who's from L.A. Everybody who's in L.A. is from somewhere else.
Right.
And they're all fake because they all want to be, you know, they. I think once you get into L.A., you learn how to go, oh, love you. I love your
we'll
shit.
We'll do lunch.
Yeah, we'll do lunch or whatever.
When you're in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and people take you out for dinner, and then somebody drives you home, and you get in this car, and you're like, you have no windshield. Literally. I was driven to the restaurant. Driven to the restaurant in a pickup truck that had a bench seat
right.
that didn't lock. So every time he hit the brakes, you were going back and forth.
God.
And then his pal is going, he's driving me home, and he doesn't have a windshield. He's like, yeah, I got to wait till I get paid to get it fixed.
So what are your goggles?
Yeah,
exactly. A couple of guineas with bugs in
it. It was summertime. It was summertime, but he's like, just hold the inspection sticker up.
Yeah, really.
Just hold it up for me. So again. But it really was. I'm like, you don't have a windshield. He's like, oh, I'm getting it on Wednesday.
You get pulled over because you had the 9 upside down. Yeah. You had it on 6 or something.
On Wednesday.
Yeah. You go there and you catch one liquor bill and your aces.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, in Albany, there's a lot of inflicted people in Albany, right, Adam?
Yeah, we saw mutants in every show.
A lot of inflicted?
Big A in the chat room says hello to everybody.
Hey.
There were cripples. There were polio victims. This one guy.
Handicapable.
Whatever you're supposed to say. This is up in Albany. Remember the guy with the big thing? He had his eyeballs popping out of his head.
What the?
Yeah.
Is it Comedy Works?
Yes.
Yeah. Every show is inflicted people is showing up there. It was fucked up. I've never seen anything like it.
I did Albany with Otto probably, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, something like that. And we were in this, it was converted, almost looked like a wedding hall kind of a thing. You know, the white columns and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Really nice place.
Yeah.
And when
they moved that.
Did
that
was, they?
Yeah, they moved to another room.
I remember the greatest character I've ever seen in my entire life on the road was the chef. He looked like a cartoon.
Sweaty, fucking put out guy.
He's got an apron. It's a plastic bag. He's right. This big, fat guy.
A plastic bag?
Plastic bag, yeah. And he's got that nub of a cigar in his mouth. You know what I mean? Like he's been chewing on it.
So he's Vic Tayback from fucking Mel's Diner.
Exactly. And like one of those conductor train hats. And you just looked at him. He just had shit all over the place.
Yeah.
Right. It literally was a cartoon. It was a fucking cartoon.
Walking garbage heap.
Yeah,
he was very cartoonish. Yeah.
That reminds me of the guy who was the chef. What am I saying, chef? The cook over at Piccoli's room in Lyndhurst. Remember the Dancing Monkey?
Yeah.
That guy, John, the guy with the bit, the no teeth, the alcoholic guy. Yeah. Like he looked like a hillbilly guy with like long hair, big mustache, lots of his teeth looked like a graveyard.
Rocky Horror.
Yeah, like if a graveyard had an explosion.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So it was all, and he was
think of a Vietnam vet on his last leg.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that.
Tom Cruise are born on the 4th of July, except this guy was born on the 3rd, I think. It was just, it's weird, some of the people that you meet at some of these places where you're going, like, I thought we were mutants.
Yeah,
I thought
that was fucked up. Yeah, I thought that was fucked up. Yeah.
And this was Albany all weekend?
Yeah, every show. It was weird. I usually get one a show. There's every show, a couple, like 4 or 5. You know, they were limping in. They were getting pushed in. They were getting carried in.
Yeah, it was very biblical.
Yeah,
yeah. And they walked out perfectly, though, right? They ran out. I bet you.
One guy, man. That guy, he was like a giant. He was like, I don't know what the disease you have when you're just like enormous. His fucking head was like huge, but his eyeballs like the size of a tennis ball, just like popping out.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. It was
fucking. Tell him that Dennis Ross story with the fucking shrimp scampi.
Oh, Dennis tried to take a ride with him to his show.
Fat bug-eyed pigs.
You have to stop
every 8 minutes.
You know Dennis Ross? Yeah, the most gassy guy.
He's got colitis.
He has a lot of stuff. He drives so fucked up,
gassy.
Man.
Yeah.
he drives like a junk Chinese senior citizen or some shit. I mean, fucking. I mean, I thought we were going to get clubbed at every red light. He just doesn't know what the fuck he's doing behind the wheel. It's astounding that he drives from all over the place to go do shows. I don't know how he does it. Yeah, but he was a train wreck.
What was he allergic to? Take
your
own
car. That guy.
Oh, I didn't know it was that bad. Next time, I'm taking my own car. I want to say, dude, let me drive, please. Let me fucking drive.
Well, I went down to I think it was Baltimore, Maryland, to do a gig with him and his wife. And it was I had to drive down the shore to his house, Barnegat, and he was like, "No, we're going to drive down there."
and it was a Honda Element. You know those Hondas, the squarish
like
looking
a shoebox,
thing?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool. You know, he goes, dude, you got the back. Dude, the fucking back seat was plastic. I was sitting on a plastic fucking bench for 4 hours. Jeez. That's what this thing was. Dude. It was the most uncomfortable. There was nothing I could do. If I tried to lie down.
What do you mean, like covered in plastic?
It was plastic. It was the seat. It was an, it
no
wasn't,
cushion?
It wasn't. No. There must have been cushions against the back or on the sides, but it was literally, the bench was plastic.
That's easier for to wipe the diarrhea up.
I don't know. It
he hosed the car down.
Yeah, just hose it off.
The drain in the floor.
Wasn't, you know, this wasn't like something he put in. This is the way this fucking vehicle was. And for 4 hours, I'm basically on...
Should have been called the Honda Hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhage.
They said in the chat, they want to play a new game on the show. Every time Kenny says whatchamacallit, you do a shot. You'll be dead by the end of the show.
Somebody mentioned that for a couple of years ago that I say that constantly on the air. Whatchamacallit.
Well, if we play the game, a drinking game, every time I say brother, uh-huh. and every time you say whatchamacallit, we could play like a drinking game.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. That's right. He says the word brilliant, but he doesn't say. Something's brilliant when it's brilliant. He'll be like, something's awesome. He's like, dude, that fucking song is brilliant because he loves it. And
at least not say it's fabulous.
Then we could have you find out and see if you could see if it's really fabulous.
I use it like the same way a British guy does. It just comes out. I'm like, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't use the accent, but it just comes out.
But I think I say brother too much. I've been saying it. Like my girlfriend was the first one to go, you say, and she's just...
You calling her brother, too?
No, I don't. But she'll get vicious with me sometimes. She's like, you know what? You say brother way too fucking much. I'm like, holy shit, take it easy.
I also say holy mackerelandy. No one's heard that since 47.
But I mean, I think I'm starting to sound like Hulk Hogan because I'm... Oh, but that's just what I'm like, what's up, brother? That's just what I don't say it like George Jefferson. I'm just like, you know, brother. What's up, pal? Brother? You say pal. I say brother. I don't know. We got a phone call. Conti Kenny Show. Hello?
It's either Big A or somebody hung up.
Did Big A talk about
it? It's Beard Nation, bastard.
Hey, it's Beard Nation.
Beard Nation.
What's going on, pal?
Oh, not too bad, boys. If you were looking on the Twitters there earlier, I found out I'm having another fucking kid.
No shit. If you don't know Beard Nation, he called us up last week. He's from Canada, and he basically is a ex-felon who has his own business now, and 70% of the people he hires are felons.
What part? A politician?
Alberta.
Up by Vancouver,
Feels like a politician.
Oh, that's nice up there.
Yeah, ex-drug addict, ex-alcoholic. He's cleaned himself up.
10 years in prison.
Third marriage, and now you got three kids, and you're having another one?
He hires all convicts, and his company is called the Expendables.
if you have a felony arrest, you can't.
My wife ended up getting pregnant. I thought I took the bullets out of the gun, but apparently not.
Hold on, Otto has a question for you, Beard.
Like, if an American has a felony arrest, they can't go to Canada. They get hassled. Do you have that same trouble getting in the States?
Yes, I do, but I've been to the States many a time, sir.
What, do you just lie to them, or they let you slide?
No, he hops on the back of a moose.
If you go under your real name, you can see everything about you.
Oh, okay.
After I got out of foster care, I hit the fucking streets running.
Yeah.
At about 15 years old, I was almost 16, and basically lived on the fucking street there for years. The first time I was actually not underground because I went to prison at 19 for aggravated assault for 5 years. Then I went after I got out of prison. I started doing illegitimate business dealings.
Mm-hmm.
And making my money that way, and the government, until I had this, the job that I got fired from for being a convict, I have not had a legal job, if that's how you want to put it. I never paid taxes until now. I've
big deal.
Well, we were talking about border crossings, not your fucking life story, pal.
No, way to go turning everything around. That's what pretty good. That's pretty remarkable.
But what's amazing when you listen to him talk.
What I wanted to talk about is, you know, being a parent, you got to deal with these other fucking shithead parents that think their kids are all that and a bag of fucking chips.
Right.
And we were, I was at the fucking school there picking up my kid, and everybody knows that I'm I used to be a drug addict and all that shit. So they asked me what my approach is when I talk to my kids about drugs. And you know, when my daughter, I have an adopted daughter that's in, she's in college now. And
any pictures?
When she turned 18, I basically told her, look, if you go and try to buy drugs anywhere, I'm going to know about it, firstly. Secondly, if you want to smoke weed, that's fine. I smoke weed because I can't take pain medication, and I've got very bad arthritis in my hands. I've got my knees are bust up, like I said there last week, and I had a rodeo accident years ago. I had
rodeo
a
rodeo accident. Stop. Tell us about the rodeo accident.
we're gonna do a phone call with him for like 2 hours.
Yeah. When had you?
He just keeps bringing up stuff. Yeah. I landed a plane by myself.
He's had some fucked up life. How'd you? Yeah.
I know where Flight 370 is.
I was guiding it into the fucking Panama.
Remember that whole Lindbergh thing? That baby thing? That was me.
Now, how did you have a rodeo accident?
I actually tripped baby Jessica and put her in the well.
JonBenet Ramsey is in my trunk.
What had happened is I had spent some time as a ranch hand down in Tabor area there, and I decided one day, you know what, I can ride a fucking horse. I've been doing branding for years. I wanna be a cowboy, man. And I went and I bought my own horse, and I tried to figure out what events I wanted to do. And I was originally only gonna do steer wrestling, but then I decided I wanted to do calf roping, and then I wanted to do bull riding as well.
And then Bronx. Him, Gene Wilder, and Richard Pryor and Grossberger escaped. After they got the bag of money off the horns.
Grossberger.
Good one.
But, no, I had a bad dismount off my... it was during a steer wrestling competition. I didn't quite fucking come off right, and my horse fucking trampled the shit out of me, man. And I don't remember anything from getting to that rodeo. I had suffered. I was told. I was told then that I
got kicked in the head.
Again.
I can tell.
And I fucking it fucked me up pretty bad. And to this day, I can't get on a horse because it scares me too fucking much.
He got walloped in the head. He looks like he pays for the Indianapolis Colts. He's got a permanent horseshoe on the side of his head.
That's what happens when you try to ride a wild horse high.
I think I can do that.
Yeah, in the frozen tundra.
I want to be a cowboy. Put me on a horse.
Yeah. Bones in the chat says he's going to call in and talk about how much I hate Canadians. They sound like they're drunk people from Fargo.
Oh, fuck. But we spent 98% of the day drunk.
Yeah, I know. You guys are great. But thanks for calling in, Beard Nation. We appreciate it. We appreciate a quick Beard Nation story.
Oh, no problem, you boys. You take her easy. And I look forward to listening to you on the podcast. I couldn't listen to you live today. I'm actually going down to see my daughter. So.
Very cool.
Well, tell her to Facebook friend me. Yeah. Immediately as you get there.
Some selfies.
And one of these days, we're going to go through your whole your whole life story.
Yeah, we'll do a two-hour Beard Nation show. All right, brother?
Good to meet, boys.
Thanks, man.
Hey, bye.
Later, bro.
Take care, pal.
You know what's funny? That guy, listen to him sound. That guy's like 6'2". He looks like one of the dudes from
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy.
Like the so he's main, like,
he
the
looks like
dude.
A biker dude. Right. But like you listen to him and it's like, like he's a little pipsqueak. You walk up, get out of here. Yeah.
Your voice doesn't match that.
No, yeah. Not at all.
You got my money, eh?
Yeah.
Shit, man. Yeah, so we were... we just want to bring up something. Oh, did you ever see the movie Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
I finally saw the movie Shaun of the Dead, and I fucking really liked it. I thought it was really good. Funny. But the other movie I saw was a movie called Dirty Movie.
No.
Did you ever hear of it?
No.
It's from only like 2 or 3 years ago. It's with Mario Cantone and the guy from L.A., Law and Order, SUV, that guy Chris Maloney, the tough guy who's really gay.
I have heard
of
that movie.
All right. It was thoroughly... Chris Maloney, who plays like the tough guy on fucking Law and Order, SUV, plays a douchebag fucking producer with those fake teeth that fucking Matt Dillon had in...
Something About Mary.
Something About Mary.
Right.
And he plays like some douche with this idea that he wants to make a movie all about dirty jokes.
Really?
Yeah, so basically, it's almost like instead of, you know, a guy walks into a bar and walks up to the bartender, mm-hmm. and they play it out.
Really?
But they're filming it, and it's all about what jokes they want to use. But then in the middle of, like, a scene...
Wasn't it, like, grade Z, like a trauma film, like, you know...
It was... I mean, listen, it was... It was nothing like... You know, it ain't fucking... You know, Godfather or anything.
Mario Cantone's in it. It's not Serpico.
No, it's not. But Chris Maloney, to see that dude play such a douche-inducing fucking like... Yeah, almost like when Tom Cruise was in that...
King of the douches.
It was a very fun... I actually had a good time watching it.
Really?
Yeah, I would recommend because it's just so... It's almost like The Aristocrats,
right.
But... In a very bad way, because there was a little movie inside of it.
Right. In a chat room, they got a picture of it.
Oh, they got a picture of fucking Maloney? Like, you wouldn't believe it's him. Like, look at him.
What was better, Shaun of the Dead or Zombieland? Did you see Zombieland?
I never saw Zombieland.
That was good. Bill Murray had a good bit in that.
Is that the one with Woody Harrelson in it?
Yes.
Yeah, what was good. Bill Murray doing?
He played himself, but he's like, he dresses up like a zombie to go out and like get his groceries and stuff. Like he has some fool. So because he's a Hollywood actor, he just puts on dead guy makeup. Yeah. But he wasn't credited. So when he appeared in the movie, everybody like lit up. It's like, oh shit,
yeah,
Bill Murray.
I never even knew Bill Murray was in it.
Yeah.
No shit. Dude, look at that fucking picture. Like when I saw it, I couldn't believe that was him. But every time Bill Murray, you always hear. You never hear, yeah, Bill Murray, yeah, I met him. What a dick.
Right.
It's always, he's a fucking weirdo, and he's kind of cool.
My brother shared a cab with him. He just got in the cab, he sat in the cab next to him. He's like, you're Bill Murray. He goes, yeah, I'm going to 52nd Street. That was it.
Yeah, it just seems like...
that's more and more stories are coming out where he just comes in and commands a room and everybody doesn't leave.
I worked 2 years in a row in Martha's Vineyard, and he was on the island both times, and it was talked that he was going to come to the show. So everybody was really excited to meet him, but he didn't come. But then I was talking to all the locals there, and they were like, yeah, Bill Murray, yeah, he crashes parties. He'll just walk up to a house party with... 2 bottles of wine and go, okay, I'm here. The party could start.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this guy, this hot dog vendor, me and Trish were talking to was like, ah, fucking Bill Murray. He's a fucking loser. He's a drunk. I go, I would love to fucking Bill Murray to come over drunk and crash my party.
Yeah,
what are you doing? You're selling fucking hot dogs in an alleyway, you stupid fucking jealous.
Yeah, no. You piss it, you got to take a piss and then you're not washing your hands. Yeah. Give me a dog with relish.
The star of Ghostbusters, he can come to any party.
And it's not like you heard he broke into a party, brought 50 people with him, and destroyed the house.
Right. He bought expensive wine, and he's a movie star. When he left, it probably sucked. It was probably a fucking drip after he left, right? Yeah.
He had a great... I forget who did the interview. It was just recently. They did like a biography, just a sit down with him. It was on PBS. Charlie Rose.
Oh.
It was Charlie Rose. And he had a great thing where he said he's like, you know, what do you think about your life? And he's like, I just got to be in it more. I got to say yes. You know, we're like, hey, you want to go to this place? Yeah, I'll go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, should I go in there and hang out in that wedding? Sure, let's do it. Yeah, you know, yeah. And it was really cool. It was really, really, really cool. And he loves it. Right. He absolutely loves it.
And he can get away with it. Me and you do that walking to a wedding.
Yeah,
you're throwing the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're banned from the Clarion in Hackensack.
Yeah, really. Yeah. The Clarion.
But yeah, yeah.
I love the picture that Otto sent. He sent me. Did he send it to you too? What? With the guy he worked up with in New York. It looked like Johnny O.
Oh, yeah, the Johnny O. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking fantastic. Yeah,
he spotted. Keith spotted him.
Yeah,
when
Keith
sent
me the picture too.
It was just a dude.
It was just now. Was he actually on the show?
No, he was.
I was just an audience.
He was waiting to go in and see the show.
I was taking a piss. I looked to my right, and I'm like, "Holy shit, that's Johnny O."
Yeah, he was taller, but it definitely fucking looked like him. That giant skull and
yeah, we have a lot of pals that like the Johnny O clips that we put.
Yeah, so
Western Echo in the chat room. I've met Chevy Chase twice. And he's a fucking dick.
He seems like he would be asshole.
Like, even when the roast, like, when he was roasted, he just never, like, looked like he even, like, for a moment said, yeah, all right, go ahead, do your thing. You know what I mean? Like, let me be the butt of the joke for once. Mm-hmm. He just never, ever, like, would drop that, yeah, you know what, I don't know who the fuck you people all are, but I don't know why I'm allowing you to make fun of me. And it was like, dude.
You know, let's stay on this topic for a minute. I got two quick me and Otto stories.
Go ahead.
One, when I first started, we were doing a show in Montclair.
Yeah.
And I did a spot. Otto goes up there, and in the crowd, in this bar, our friend Kyle lived upstairs, put the show on. It was a show. And Otto stops in the middle of his act. And what was the guy's name?
Jack O'Halloran Superman.
From Superman, he's the guy who has the beams coming out of his eyes.
The mute.
Kneel
in front of Zod, but it was the one who never spoke.
So one of the cool things was like this was like the first time I was like, holy shit, I know that guy.
And but he was just sitting at the bar having a drink.
Yeah, so we closed the bar talking to him. And he was telling us about how him, Brando, and Robert Mitchell, they had to stop shooting for a day because they were high as shit.
Yeah.
They're all in a trailer
Mitchum,
and everything.
Yeah.
Mitchum, I'm saying. And so we hung out with him all night, and it was absolutely cool. And then there was another time we did a show. Otto's on stage.
But wait a minute. Before you go to the second show, the thing about this was this guy, Jack O'Halloran, sitting at a bar. Right. Otto, of course, was like, he recognized him. So you go up to him, and you would figure that guy, he's probably heard this 1,000 times. Hey, you're that dude from Superman.
I never said a word.
Otto goes, hey, you're Jack O'Halloran from My Fair Lady.
No, Farewell, My
Farewell,
Lovely.
Farewell, My Lovely. And he was like, what the fuck? Who knows that?
It turns out it was the movie he was most proud of doing, and he talked to me forever about that. I couldn't shut him up.
Yeah, if you would have went to a Superman, he probably would have been like, yep, that's me.
Yeah, he was also in the remake of King Kong with Jeff Bridges. He had a bit in that.
Oh, okay.
He's been in a lot of things, but yeah, he told me he was up for the Jaws part in Farewell, My Lovely, the Jaws villain, Richard Kiel.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess him and Richard Kiel were always going up for the
same
parts.
Well, they were those big character actors.
Yeah, almost giants.
Yeah.
He looked broken down, though. He was older.
His hips were bad. Yeah.
Remember him walking to his car? He took him forever to
But he loved it. He's sat with us for hours.
Yeah, of course. You know, somebody recognized him from 1963.
Yeah.
Not his stupid non-speaking role in Superman.
He lives in the Isle of Wight. And then he has a girlfriend here in Jersey or in Montclair.
Where's that, in Ireland?
England.
England,
it's one of them fancy islands. And then,
so he's got to have some beautiful place.
Some Chinese woman or something, here.
Blows him and does his laundry.
Yeah. And taxes.
So another quick story is we're doing a show in an Italian restaurant, and I forget what town it's in.
I was there for that disaster.
Yeah.
No. At least my part
was. Oh, that's right. You were there.
Oh, yeah.
So we're sitting there, and me and Joe go on stage, and then Otto's on, and all of a sudden...
By the way, let's just say, I fucking tanked that night. They fucking hated me, but go ahead.
I did pretty good.
You all did really well.
Where was this?
You'll remember.
I forget the name of the restaurant, but it's an Italian restaurant in just stereotypical Sopranos thing, or that kind of thing.
Oh.
So Otto's on stage, and all of a sudden, out of the steps walk up to the back of the room, Frank Vincent.
Oh, Frank Vincent.
Yeah, the guy, go get your fucking
Shinebox. That was in
Nutley.
Yeah.
Go get your fucking Shinebox. So Otto goes, Frank Vincent, gives him the finger. Frank Vincent gives Otto the finger, right?
What did George do?
Yeah,
no, first I said, I didn't recognize you had a tire stuck to your head. Because he had just been...
That's right.
He had just got killed on The Sopranos. And then he gave me the finger, but he was smiling. Yeah, like, yeah, he was liked laughing. It. Yeah.
So Otto's on there, and I go downstairs to have a cigarette. And he's hanging out at the bar, and there's a couple of women. They want to take a picture. And he fucking berated, screamed at
he
me.
He did?
Yeah.
At you?
Yeah. In kind of a... Because I'm
the sending way.
No. He's trying to take a picture, and he gives me the camera, and he goes, "You're fucking young enough. Why don't you take? You're supposed to know how to use this fucking shit, you know?" Because some woman was like, "Can you take our picture?"
Right, right.
And he's like, "Come on already. You're supposed to know how to use that shit." Then he yelled at me.
Yeah, he's a good actor, but he look. I mean, why is he still living Nutley? I mean, fucking go to Hollywood or something.
Yeah, yeah. You see him all over the place. But those were two classic stories.
Yeah.
Funny, you know, the guy, go get your fucking shine box.
But this was at the height of the Sopranos
yeah.
popularity, so he was a huge star. You didn't expect him to just pop in like that, you know?
Yeah, this was like 2006 or 2007, right before the show ended.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I just saw a show, and it was a movie, and it had Christopher in the movie.
Yeah. Michael Imperioli.
Yeah, and dude, he had long hair
yeah.
with like a scraggly beard. He looked fucking weird, man.
This is recent?
Just the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I don't remember what it was. I don't know if it was a TV thing.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
He looked
one,
so
one of the
creepy.
Most...
he was doing tequila commercials.
Yeah, someone in tequila commercials.
One of my proudest moments, one of my proudest lines of all time.
Yeah, before, with the when the guy was on the phone?
No.
No? Okay. No. Thought it was that
no,
one.
No. I'm doing...
What, the Richard Pryor Gene Wilder thing?
Yeah. That was, I know, but I'm just saying, that was your proudest moment
oh.
8 minutes ago. Yeah.
700 people.
Right, I'm alone on that one. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to try another one. Let's see if you like this one.
Go ahead.
700 people. It's Jeannie Sack. You know the woman, Johnny Sack's wife, the fat one?
She's dead.
She was dying of cancer.
Oh.
And the old guy who goes, "I smell burnt hair."
Oh, okay. The lip. Yeah.
The old, whatchamacallit. I'm doing a benefit show for them in a place in Sarreville. Seats 700 people, whatever it is, this theater thing. And, Susie Yangle from Catch a Rising Star puts me on because I did the Sopranos voices. So it's Vincent Pastore, Big Pussy. He's got his blues band or whatever. They're all set up on stage, and he's like, "All right, well, you're gonna do some." Susie was like, "You know, he's gonna be on the show too. He's gonna do a little act, blah blah blah." So he's on stage and he calls me over. Doesn't say my name. Calls me over and he goes, "I don't know if this guy's gonna be funny or not, but let's see what happens." And he's
who
like,
did
"What's
that pussy?"
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And he goes, "What's your name, kid?" I go, "Kenny Michaels." So blah blah blah. Blah.
Great intro.
All right. So I'm halfway through my act. I start doing the Sopranos, and it's fucking blowing the place apart. Yeah. You saw 70 of all the extras, guys that you knew, but you don't know the actors' names.
Oh, they were all there.
They were jam packed. They're all here. I was hanging out with Stevie Van Zandt. All in the green room, you know what I mean? It was really, really cool. So I'm stage, and I'm doing really well. All of a sudden...
Did you do Sill?
I did the whole thing.
If a bear's chasing you, that thing?
Yeah. The whole thing. So now before I get to like the Paulie Walnuts impression that I do, all of a sudden, Big Pussy comes out with his keyboard player. No notice, just comes out of the curtain, right? In the middle of my act. And he goes, I'm like, you know, I got to make mention of it. And they're looking around on the ground. Searching and looking around. And I go, "Can I help you guys?" He goes, "Oh, my keyboardist lost his ring." And then I go, "Yeah, just find it. It's probably got a pinky attached to it." And I fucking play for it. It was just perfect timing. Yeah. I don't know why I said
right
it.
Moment.
It was just, I'm not even doing it justice how fucking good it was.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm like, "Yeah, it's probably got a pinky attached to it."
Yeah. Ah! Some of the other guineas look at the hands and make sure
that. Yeah. Lost his ring.
They're double checking. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that was a fun one. The story wasn't as good.
I saw Gandolfini's last movie with, what's her name, Elaine from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of nothing, you know. It's just a little love story. Nothing really happens. But he did another movie called Down the Shore where he runs his busted up old amusement park in, what do you call it, Keensburg.
Yeah.
That's a movie worth checking out.
Was it good?
Oh, no, really good, yeah. He was really good in that, yeah.
He
That had a story and an arc or whatever they call it, an arc. It was good. That was like 2011, so that was one of his last things.
No, yeah. I haven't seen that. I'll check that out.
Yeah, it's called Down the Shore. Yeah, you'll recognize all these.
I could see him in any other role except for like a romantic comedy. You know,
yeah, I mean, he was good in it, but it was just there's nothing happened in that fucking movie, you know?
Yeah.
They went out, they had a fight, they got back together. That was the end of the movie, the end, you know? Yeah.
How original.
No bloodshed at all.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I know. It's just, that was, to this day, it's not even a year. That was, there's something about his death that was so sad. I think in anybody else in that show, and I understand because of the, but he just seemed like so, he was so likable. He just seemed like such a likable guy outside of the, not the character, but the guy.
That's probably because he wasn't in the spotlight. He just seemed normal, like approachable.
Yeah, probably. Just really fucking sad, man. Really sad.
He was eating like an animal and fucking he had a coke problem for a number of years. Yeah. That's rumor.
Always a thing. Conti Kenny Show. Hello?
Maybe it takes him a second.
I think it's like a little delay. Conti Kenny Show.
Hey, it's Carlo Dickhead.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good to hear from you.
Good. Thanks. Yeah, I just had a couple things real quick. One, I wanted to bring up Otto did, way back. He did the thing where when you guys saw that video in the chat, he just ripped everyone apart.
Oh, yeah, that was on one of the best of CDs where he was ripping apart the girls on the cameras. And he was like, "Where's this skivats from?" And, show us your fun bags.
He went ape shit.
Was that here or when we were
up in Nyack?
Fun, Nyack.
That was
exactly.
Good time.
Well, I was thinking it would be funny. I mean, Joe and Kenny have almost everyone in the chat on their Facebook. I'd like to hear Otto rip everyone apart.
Maybe we'll do that one day. We'll plan it out though. You know?
Oh, sure.
And of course, we'll get a donate button because we're gonna have to fork up some money for this fuck to get up here again.
That's so, not true.
I know. I'm just kidding. But that would be a good time. You know, I mean, they were doing that. They wanted to do that in Pal Talk on Opie and Anthony. They were willing to pay him for him to go into Pal Talk where they have hundreds of people on video and just to go in there and make fun of him. It's like, it's weird. It's, and I'm just saying, it's almost a Don Rickles. It's got this Don Rickles thing with him where people almost feel like, please, hey, I got made fun of by Otto and George.
You can't set it up. It only works when he gets pissed off.
Oh.
When he's disgusted, then it's good.
Believe me, if he's coming up here to Clifton, he's going to be disgusted.
Yeah,
so.
Heard him on the way up. Yeah.
That's the only way that'll work. It's just,
We'll figure it out.
We'll tell him there's a spread of food that's going to be here, and then he just gets here, there's nothing.
There's a fucking BK fish sandwich.
Yeah.
I'll send you guys money for a six-pack of Pabst.
Nice, a little PBR. Very, very nice. What else you got, bro?
Well, the other thing I was going to say is I have a friend who's going to do stand-up for the first time ever tomorrow.
Tell him to go to college.
Tell him, don't do it.
Go to college.
Stay away.
Go to college.
Where at?
Well, she's a blesser. I'm not trying to talk shit, but she's real fucking awkward.
Wait a minute. She? It's a girl?
She makes me uncomfortable, and you know the weird shit I'm into.
Yeah, it's a girl?
A girl.
Marry rich.
So where's she doing her set?
She tried a couple jokes on me, and I thought, you know what? Someone like me who likes some weird shit is going to think this is funny, but I'm not sure for the venue she's at. She's playing this like cigar bar full of kind of like old farts who are a little uptight, and it's kind of a fancy joint.
And that's going to be her first time?
I'm going to try my best to secretly record this. I'll let her know once I'm recording it.
Is it an open mic mic or a book gig?
It's open mic. But I'm kind of a prick, and I want to send it to you guys and let you rip that apart.
Oh my God, dude! Well, first of all,
what a pal he is.
He is. He is a pal. Well, it's Colorado Dickhead. Oh, but to be all the humor aside, what you should tell her is to go to like a comedy club where they're doing an open mic where there are actually people there to want to see comedy and you have
doesn't
a better...
matter. The first set, whether first... she does good or bad, doesn't matter. It's just a matter of whether she wants to stick it out and improve and become a real comedian.
Yeah,
or
if you like it or
be terrified by the experience, you know?
Yeah, because the experience is going to scare you, but it's going to scare you into not doing it again or scare you into, holy shit, I got to keep doing this.
Yeah.
So, so indeed. Definitely get the recording and email it to me. Please.
Yeah.
That'll be fantastic.
All right, guys. I won't eat up any more time. I just thought I'd give a ring.
A little late for that.
Thanks, man. And you know what? Since you called, we might explain to Otto what we were doing with the contest, and maybe we'll play the entries that we have, because I think he would really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I think he'd like to.
All right, bro.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
See ya.
So you got regular callers. That other beard guy and this guy regular.
All the and even Lady Trucker and Peppermint Patty. Regulars.
Peppermint Patty. Wow.
They listen all the time. Big A calls in all the time.
There's
did you hear about Big A cracking his head open? Yeah.
Yeah, that was after the one show. Well, the other show, Biggie's. Yeah,
I was on the phone with him till 5 o'clock in the morning trying to get him a car service.
Oh, that night.
Yeah, that night because I seen the posted thing. So, I know a couple of cops in Hoboken.
But he's laying there bleeding, and he takes the time to tweet. I'm bleeding in Hoboken.
Yeah.
Well, it would be quicker than calling him and telling
zero.
Him.
Exactly.
That's how it is.
Of course.
He said I slipped.
But don't you call 911 and then tweet, "Hey, I'm bleeding."
Yeah. How long would it take Big A to tell somebody after getting his head bashed in that his head is bashed in?
I get you.
Well, Hoboken, if you're gonna get towed, if you're in a in a zone or whatever, you're fucked.
An inch over.
So I said, I know a couple of cops, or I know a couple of the buildings. I can call if he can't. I can call them and say, hey, this guy. I've been around Hoboken all the time. Right. I know this guy. He's laid up. He's gonna be fine. Just hang out. Don't tow his car. So I'm like, send me, you know, what deck are you in or whatever. He's like, I don't know. So he sends me a picture of a bloody parking pass.
like that looks like evidence.
Yeah. It's like the fucking Shroud of Turin, you know, on his fucking parking slip. And I got to fucking decipher where it's from. Yeah. But because he bashed his skull open.
Yeah,
I'm like, one, you're going to get towed.
Right.
And then two, I don't want him to drive if he's all dizzy or whatever,
right.
So I was going to help him get a car service.
But I think he did the car in a lot. I think he got fucked in a
send
lot.
Send me a picture of John Dillon's bus transfer.
With blood on it, right.
do we want to do that real quick for Otto and...
Yeah, and then we'll take a break.
Okay. Basically, do you remember the old comic that we were making fun of, Steve Sandoni, that fucking guy?
Yes.
Who made that... He basically... He's terrible.
Yeah, I remember
that. One of the worst
that.
Things you've ever heard in your life. And he went into a studio and recorded his stand-up and put in a laugh track.
Okay.
Right? And his stand-up, it's so bad.
Right,
okay?
Right.
It's terrible. We're not going to play any of it, but we started a little contest.
All right.
Well, you got to play a little clip of his just so...
Okay, yeah. Just to give up.
There's no people in the chat. Just a little clip.
Okay. Just explain it to him while I find a... A goddamn.
I got asked to do some TV show in Brooklyn, and I go to look on YouTube, and then the comedian's going up, and it's the same thing. Someone hitting the laugh button, like you know, it was like I was like, I ain't going nowhere near that fucking show.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What the fuck?
It's great. Now what we were doing is I was doing an impression. When you hear this, I was doing an impression of him. So then it's they're so bad.
Yeah, exactly.
The jokes,
it's obvious.
Is that when people are making fun of him, doing an impression of him, they're even too good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They're too clever.
Has this guy ever done, like, gigs, or he just recorded an
album?
Years
ago, I think he was... Remember the old Porky's? Remember Porky's on, like, Route 10 or whatever it was?
It was way up in Newton, New Jersey.
Yeah, he did, like, once
or something. But he
like
was
that,
booking...
Yeah.
Shows.
Oh, okay.
And he was one of those guys that thought
this
he was
like
comic.
7-8 years ago. Yeah,
freak.
Yeah, this is a long time ago.
There's a lot of those guys.
Dude. So what we did is we have the contest, and we're like, all right, listen to the clip of him, and then do your own awful. The worse, the better, the worse. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like don't be too clever. Okay. Just you know. Be an idiot. Don't make any sense, kind of a thing.
Right, right.
But the people are too good. They're being too funny.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Once you hear him, you'll hear a clip.
I think this is pretty short. It's all part of his album called "It's a Crazy World,"
uh-huh.
And he always uses that as his mantra.
Oh.
He'll always end up big going, "It's a crazy world." I tell you, here we go.
It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world.
This is called "Things Have Changed." Okay, this is one of the clips. and then he defiles it by putting the Stooges fucking clip in it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Things have changed. Things are out of control. It's not like it used to be when I was growing up. Today, schools have metal detectors because kids carry guns. What's the world coming to when you have to hire a kindergarten cop?
Apparently that was a joke.
Wow.
Oh, wait, it's worse.
And even the nursery rhymes have changed. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating his curds and whey. Along came Michael Jackson and sat down beside him and took his virginity away.
Jesus.
Right? Wow.
All right, me and Keith are going to go do anything else.
Look, I hope I get it by a car when I get my car.
It used to be girls wanted to have sex in a missionary position. Now they want to have sex on top.
All right, we don't have to listen to the rest of this, okay?
Yeah, that's it. You don't need to hear anymore.
Dude, thoroughly depressed.
Like, it's not like we're smashing somebody because we think it's not funny.
Right.
It's globally unfunny.
Yeah.
It's globally unfunny. It's not even a fucking opinion.
And it's not
a
goof.
Fact.
It's like you try to do it on purpose.
Right. So now here,
if he was doing this...
definition of that some people just aren't funny.
They're just not funny. Exactly.
No matter what he does.
So we decided... Because Kenny started doing an impression of him that was driving me so fucking nuts.
All I was doing was going, well, when I grew up when I was a kid, I just took a cab ride. And I said, hey, cabbie, you smell. And then he would play like a laughter and just lay it flat.
Yeah.
Did you ever ride on the bus? It's a crazy world.
Yes.
It's a crazy world.
And
did you ever ride on the bus?
It's like Tony Bennett on Dial-A-Joke doing fucking Pete DiLorenzo.
Yeah, right. Pete DiLorenzo, holy shit.
Tony Bennett on Dial-A-Joke.
I can't hear you. You're mumbling.
Okay, so a couple of guys made, who are not comics, who made a little recording to
it's
be
Colorado
on,
Dickhead and his friend.
And to do
we
a
have
contest.
Two of them so far.
And, dude. No, this is it. This is the first one.
You just can't make this stuff up, I tell you. You just can't make this stuff up. Cell phones. No, it's weird
just
about them.
Just sound effects randomly for no reason.
Well, I noticed.
That's him or you adding?
No, this is with listener.
Oh.
One of the guys in the
Okay, yeah. So, here we go.
This is them making fun of it.
Oh, yep. It's the rubber chicken instead of laugh track. That's great.
Cell phones. That's weird about them. Well, I noticed. No one wears watches anymore because everyone's got a cell phone. I feel bad for the watchmakers. Looks like their time is up.
Too good.
The other day.
That was too good.
My friend asked me if I wanted to race in the biathlon. I said, wait a minute, biathlon? I only like women. You just can't make this stuff up. Just can't
That's
make
pretty
this
good.
Stuff up, I tell you.
It gets better.
Growing up in Colorado, we were so poor. Come November, we celebrated Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
I went to a Macy's the other day. They had a red tag sale. I thought to myself, what kind of a goof wants to buy a red tag? George Bush opened a restaurant chain. I went to check it out the other day. I went in and the waitress came up and asked if she could take my new world order. You just can't make this stuff up, I tell you. You just can't make this stuff up.
His own catchphrase.
Dude, just how brilliant that was. The reason
it
why
is,
he did
it's
that.
Something brilliant. Like, if Andy Kaufman did a bad comic and did it with full commitment, it would be funny
it
eventually.
Would be funny. Yeah. Eventually.
You know, you'd be sad for a while, then you would just have to
you
laugh.
You would get it.
It's like the, when Chevy Chase used to say, I'm Chevy Chase and you're not. He was, in those days, he was like making fun of a conceited person. It was like. But now he is that fucking...
Right. Well, I think that's why he played it so well, because that's pretty much what
he was.
Yeah,
he was a dick to begin with, right?
Yeah. But the reason why he even did that new... Which I thought was actually really brilliant. I want to take your new world order.
Right.
Because not only does he do this stand-up, but he's all about the conspiracies, the lizard people. 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
He's a
Sindoni
guy. Yeah, so besides the stand-up, he's got videos, tons of videos of all of this.
So he's
out
of his mind.
Oh, he's a fucking lunatic.
Very busy guy.
So the last one, we only have one more of another dude. It's like less than a minute.
It's a crazy world out there. There's that flight 370 in Malaysia. Now, I don't know where it went. Do you?
Yeah. With the rubber chicken sound effect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the other dude who's another friend, listener, who made this other one up.
What's up with airplane food? I've never seen them eat.
And he's got kids laughing.
What do they think? Yeah. Gasoline's food?
It's kids laughing.
Children's laughing.
This is another listener making fun of it again.
Denver, they said, was the Mile High City. Now what is it? The really Mile High City?
Just random stupid noises.
So people got into that Sandoni concert contest.
Right, so yeah, so any new entries if you want.
That's pretty funny.
I know Peppermint Patty's working on one. All right. But yeah, just to give you an idea, so people are obsessed with...
He must have went to the Bob Gonzo School of Comedy, that guy.
Now, because at least there's like... Like, he does a joke about, one of his jokes was when we were kids, we didn't go trick-or-treating, we went trick-or-beating. I mean, these are the jokes.
Right.
And it's
He's the jokes, people. He's the jokes.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable. It's a crazy, crazy world, they said.
It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world. That Flight 370 from Malaysia, they don't know where it is. I know where it is. It's delivering Chinese food.
Okay. All right, let's take a break. We're going to be in the more like radio all night tonight because there's no Diva show tonight. So let's take a quick break and we come back. If you guys want to hang, we're going to be less than an hour. So we'll be right back with Otto Peterson and Keith Carnival.
Very nice.
Conti and Kenny show.
Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny Show always shares how his favorite website, shushtime.com, provides his need for intellectual stimulation.
I think I might have done that correctly.
Oh, okay.
I'm very proud of you, Kenny.
All right,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, and now I'm on Shush Time, watching a Russian chicken truck smash into a bunch of school children.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
Contact the Conti and Kenny Show live by calling 240-HI-C&K. What the hell is that for a phone number? That's 240-442-2635. Or you can still use the old Skype address thing, name, whatever it's called, NPN Studios. That's NPN's Studios, all one, and yeah. It's a complete load of rubbish. They never answer the phone anyway. And when they do, all they do is take a piss. Wankers.
Happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
If you want to get a copy of my DVD or CD, go to joeconti.com. It'll take you right to our website, and you can purchase it right online. Or go to CD Baby or iTunes and get it. It's called Happiness.
It's not bad.
It's fantastic, dude. It's not bad. You have no idea. It's an hour of mundane comedy. It's fantastic. Hey, who needs Ambien? I got Ambien on a disc.
I got Ambien, Viagra, and Life with Happiness. Joe Conti City.
Oh, happiness. Happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
$20 for a DVD and CD total, including shipping.
Thank you. Good night.
You can order a
CD. Enjoy your purchase.
You can order a CD by itself, a
Let
DVD
get
by itself.
Let me get purchasing orders out. Just buy that fucking CD.
Liar! Shut up and stop bothering us. Just keep ordering. Hit refresh and do it again.
I got more than my share of happiness.
Yeah. It's good. Just fucking buy it.
My nickname was I Don't Know Joe, because whenever I was trying to talk to somebody about my problems, like, listen, man, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Is that really?
I don't know how I feel, and I don't know. All I know is I don't want to be here. I don't want to be there. I don't know where I want to be. I figured I should tell you. And they're like, they would be like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know.
Listen to the I Don't Know Joe show every Wednesday at joefernandez.net.
You thought it was good because you had no idea. Radio. Oh, okay. All right.
You want death metal?
Yes.
Punk?
Yes.
Humorous chat?
Well,
obnoxious chin waggery?
No.
Frosty ales?
2 pints, please.
And a right load of old rubbish?
Rubbish?
Then listen to Metal Breakfast Radio, where we have it all.
Discussion is not necessary. You will obey your orders.
Find us on metalbreakfastradio.com.
I guess it's hard to keep it up when your brain's dribbling out your nose.
Darksentinel.dk.
Exterminate!
And radiofreesatan.com. Conti and Kenny Show.
He is. He's a great friend. He's like my buddy. He's the doll.
Yeah,
my buddy.
my buddy. Me and my buddy and me. As is pretty much when I need him, which is on Monday nights from 7 to 10.
There you go.
Me and my buddy. My buddy laughs at everything I say. My buddy. My buddy. Everybody thinks he's gay.
Nice.
All right, we're back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com. We got Keith Carnival and Otto Peterson in the studio with us. Otto's Twitter account is at Otto and George, which I think everybody knows. Keith, do you on like the Twitter or Facebook or anything?
Facebook, no Twitter. Oh, you got
Facebook. Facebook, Twitter. Yeah, I'm too lazy for
so
Twitter.
So it's Keith Carnival?
Yep, that's it.
All right.
And just to whatchamacallit, they're in the archives. There is, five, six episodes of Puppies in Sunshine that we did with Otto?
Yeah, I think so.
Somewhere around there.
Yep.
I listened to them, and they're good shows. Yeah. You know, we did them from your kitchen. We did the one on XM in 2008 in the O&A studios, the three of us and a bunch of other pals. And then last year we did four or five of them. And they're good, man.
Yeah.
They're listening.
You can still hear them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think
we didn't do a lot of topical stuff. We just bullshitted about movies and stuff. So it wasn't like something that
It's a quick hour. We did most, they're just under an hour and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can find them too.
And also, we have a new shorts that just came out, number 10 called My Buddy. But number 8 is one that features an old clip with Otto. So if anybody's interested, you go to ContiKenny.com and click on shorts. Or just go to iTunes and subscribe to the shorts, and you can actually... they're all less than 30 minutes long. There's 10 of them.
Yeah.
And you can check them out.
Quick little bite.
Yeah, exactly.
You just want a little taste.
Yeah. So what did you... You wanted to tell us what happened with you this weekend.
Well, the whole thing is...
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Now that I am... I've got some free time. I'm automatically...
Unemployed?
Yeah. I'm automatically the dude that can help out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Last week was my
brother's wedding. So you're answering the phones now.
What's that?
You're answering your phone.
I have barely ever. I really, since I started, this thing sits there.
I've been hearing that fucking same voicemail since 2006. Hi, you've reached Kenny Michael. I
haven't changed it on purpose. Oh, it's like 15 years old.
Yeah, I hate it. Because I just know if I want to hear it, I'll know. All right, you know what? I got to call Kenny for something. So I'll just listen and hear that motherfucking voicemail.
I'll change it.
No, I just want you to answer the phone once in a while, that's
all. Yeah, I'm even farther away from the phone.
That's all right.
Anyway, so now, last week was my brother's wedding. We talked about that, the whole thing. Big, whatever. Cost me thousands and a lot of time, but it was great, big success. So then my mother is going to Florida. She goes to Florida every March. She's got a house down there with her husband. And this is all right. Well, my neighbor, Donna, usually watches the dogs, but you have nothing to do. Why don't you come over and stay at the house and watch the dogs? I said, well, I got to do it, I guess.
How many dogs?
Two dogs.
What kind?
Two little mutts.
Oh, okay.
Two little mutts.
I thought they were big boxers.
No, that's my sister's dogs. That was what I did 3 weeks ago. Okay. I remember with my sister. I have pictures of, you can't take a shit. Three dogs. There's two little Boston Terriers and a boxer. And they know how to open up the bathroom door. So I actually, I didn't tweet it, right? I just texted it to everybody.
Yeah.
Where I'm literally on the bowl and I took a picture. There's one laying on the floor with his balls out. The other one's like staring right at me. And then you just see this giant boxer head peeking through the door. It's a hilarious picture. But that was my sister because I have nothing to do.
Right.
Got to watch the dog. So now for 2 weeks, I got to go to my mother's house. Not only do I have to watch the dogs. All right. She's got chickens.
Oh, she's got chickens.
She's got fucking.
You don't look Spanish.
I know. It's in Monroe, New Jersey. She's got a big piece of property, but she's got this little thing, and they got a coop. And I got to go in there this morning, all right? And I got to grab fucking fresh eggs. Now, when I grew up, my mother, all my family has been weird into animals. I had horses, goats, chickens, and shit where you shouldn't. I lived in like Hackensack. You know what I mean? You're not supposed to have that shit.
Yeah.
I was in Edison, and it's just I got made fun of. I was called Goat Boy way before Jim Brewer.
Oh, look at you, huh? The original Goat Boy.
Yeah, way before they would make fun of it. It was torturous. In the wintertime, I'd have to go and feed them, and all this bullshit in the snow, and the fox would take one, and this one would end up dead, and the smell of the chicken coop, it just made me nauseous.
Right.
So now I got to go in there and get eggs. And I told first I go and feed them, and then they got this shit. It's called intermediate scratch. And it's this little stuff that they peck.
It's what I make for comedy shows.
Intermediate scratch. So now this morning I got to wake up, right? And I got to start chucking this shit like Farmer fucking Bill around this yard so these chickens can peck at it. And I told my mother, there's eggs in there. And I called her up and I go, I'm not fucking touching your eggs. You can get one of your neighbors. I'm not touching your eggs. They just came out of hen cunt. You know what I mean? That's what a fresh egg is. I don't want to know where it comes from. I want it mass produced. I want
shit on it.
I want them white. One was purple. Yeah. This one, it was like tie-dye color. Yeah. The other one had
shit. What if there's a fucking little bird in there?
Had shit on it.
Shit on the hemorrhoid, you know, stuck there.
There's no roosters, so they're regular. She loves the fresh organic eggs.
Yeah, they're organic.
Yeah, they poke around in her garden. They eat the bugs. They eat the bugs.
So if the chicken doesn't sit on it till it hatches, it's the edible kind?
You need a rooster. Kind. If you have a rooster, he inseminates him. Then,
so they can lay eggs without getting laid?
Oh, they do all the time. That's their process. Yeah, that's how we eat our eggs. Yeah. They just sit there every day. They just sit there and make eggs. Make eggs and make eggs and make eggs. You know, they're just their uteruses are like a fucking conveyor belt.
Yeah, it's fucking like GM. Yeah. They all live in Detroit.
So now I open up the boxers, eggs and eggs and eggs. I'm like, I'm not touching.
Are they like all like when they make them? Do they just like when you see my cartoons? Like they're kind of all on top of each other.
Yeah, they're in a little pile.
Or they're, as they're walking, like leaving a trail, like the Brady Bunch leaving popcorn.
Yeah. No,
Vince
pop out
fucking
and walk around.
They each have their own little separate box. No pun intended.
Right, yeah.
And they lay out the eggs, and it's a couple every day. They're laying eggs. Yeah,
my buddy Rich has a farm up in Flemington. I was in a band with him for years, and he's doing that now. And he sells the eggs on the side of the road.
Exactly.
No
that's
shit.
What, yeah. It's because
and people blow the horn, come up, they take the eggs, they leave a dollar in a box, whatever the fuck they do, and they drive away.
They want organic eggs. Yeah. It's natural.
Is there a real skinny male chicken that sounds like Bing Crosby that's banging all of them? That's a Looney Tunes reference.
I think it was Frank Sinatra.
There was a Bing Crosby and there was Frank Sinatra. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I can't take it. I can't take it. I don't mind watching the dogs. I mean, I'm at my mother's house, and it's, you know, I she has a spare room and whatnot and good cable, but it's bullshit. You know, the dogs are all up my ass the whole time. They're following around. They're whining and crying. I know she feeds them from the table because I can't eat without them fucking begging.
You're jumping on you.
Yeah. The other one is a ball sniffer. As soon as you walk past, your nose is right in your crotch. The other one doesn't give a shit. He just cries a lot. I don't mind the dogs.
All right.
The fucking chickens?
The chickens.
It's 2014. I got to fucking feed chickens? You know? In a residential neighborhood? I'm like, what's the matter with you, fucking weird hoarder?
I was telling Otto on the way up. I was in a house the other day, and the hoarders, but these people are huge. Your guy was covered in a fucking bed sheet. That was his outfit. It was a bed sheet. And it was a hoarder. I mean, a hoarder that was empty. Iced tea gallon jugs just scattered all over the place. And I go in the house, there's no flooring, it's just concrete. And this guy's on the couch, he's just covered in a sheet. His fucking ass is hanging out and stuff like that. And he's like, hey, how you doing? Come on in. Hey,
what were you doing there?
I have an estimate for my business.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Right? And I was just mystified. Like, I mean, I've seen people. This guy was like, why is this table covered in a sheet? And that's it. That was his thing.
And he invited you in like...
Like, nothing's wrong. Like, come on in, how you doing? Shake my man. Hey, what's up? What do you think? And I'm saying to myself, you don't need a floor. You need a fucking doctor, pal.
Yeah.
fucking toes are purple. It was it was just in a sheet. They just covered him up like, all right, someone's coming. Cover him up.
He's walking around like Socrates.
He wasn't even walking around. He was planted.
Fucking Caligula,
exactly.
Give him a Burger King hat. He looks
like
Caligula.
It was like Jabba the Hutt. The albino Jabba the Hutt. Yeah, it was fucking.
Jesus.
Man, this guy definitely has to shit in the tub.
Yeah, the hoarder thing is such... It's such a freakish thing because I think we can all understand.
Have you seen me in the cars when the hoarders hoarder?
Or in the car where the car
is stacked full of shit.
It looks like the WID is carrying his shit.
Yeah.
It's just stuff from the front to the back. How do you look out the window?
You know, did you have a spot just the front and a little side? How the fuck you get it? Yeah.
See, I think because we can all understand not wanting to throw away some things.
Right.
We all have that. Whether it's something, you know, like me, I love things that remind... I'm very nostalgic. I love looking at old things. Like, if I saw an old newspaper, I'd be like, I got to look through this newspaper. Like, if it was 40 years old, I'd want to see and look at the commercials.
My mother's not a garbage hoarder. She's an antiquer. She's a picker kind of a thing.
Right.
So she's got, like, just... tons of knickknacks and shit
over
the place.
Cool collectible stuff.
That's
garbage and dead.
You're an extreme.
Those people don't deserve a second chance.
Right.
No. They should be shot and the house should be burned down.
You're an extreme collector. It's fucking insane when they drive around with it.
But when it becomes garbage,
right?
True garbage, not garbage to me or you because we don't
like
little bowling trophies.
Dumpster garbage.
We don't like bowling trophies, so it's garbage. No, but when it's literal garbage.
When you got to clean your kitchen with a shovel and an oxygen mask.
You got to get a goat. Let's get a goat in there just like eating all the papers and shit like
It's such a mental illness that I don't think most people can even fathom. We can't understand
that's
why
normal to them,
we can be living with shit.
Right.
Especially when it gets to the shit and urine and fucking dog feces.
Well, there was a story on a guy died in Chicago. He was such a bad hoarder. It took him like 2 or 3 days to find his body.
Oh,
he was buried in so much shit. It took him like 2 days to find the guy's fucking body.
He was
They had to cut holes in the ceiling in the roof of the building and look down from the roof. Into all this shit, and they found like
Navy SEALs.
Exactly, they found like a dead dog. They found some other shit that was dead for a while.
He looks like ET surrounded by stuffed animals when the mother comes in. But it's just a head sticking out.
But the fucking neighbors, they let it happen. The neighbors know what's going on. Like fucking.
And what's a shame is that the poor fucking dogs and cats that get trapped in there.
Yeah,
you
right, know what I mean. Right. And they don't want to be there. I feel bad for them. They don't want to be there.
I bust my mother's chops, but she's got a good. It's all fenced in. There's a light system that's heated. The house looks like a little barn. You know what right. I mean? It's a nice setup, but it's still hen cunt. You know what I mean? I still
in what town?
Monroe.
Monroe. Okay. Yeah.
East Brunswick, yeah, that area. Well, yeah. You know, she's got a good plot of land, but she's got all her knickknacks, and that's fine. Everything.
Those are extreme collectors where you collect cassette tapes or records, and I get that. They're crazy. They're a little
kooky.
That was
the original title of Steel Magnolias, Hen Cunt.
Shortened it.
I've told this story before, but not in many years. Me and Rich Carucci and Chuck Manganelli, we got stranded going to Cleveland,
right.
And we ended up in Bath, New York in a snowstorm. We had to get off. We were in a Mustang, wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
Get this hotel. There's a bar about a half a mile away. We walk in the snow. Bunch of girls there, a couple of women, older women, like John Goodman-looking women. You know what I mean? There was a couple of them. And they're like, oh, well, we're after party. Let's go. So me and Carucci are drunk. We're like, right. Yeah, we'll go to the house. We go to the house, and it's a hoarder. I mean, there's candy wrappers and pizza boxes on the living room couch, you know, the L couch.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to use the bathroom. I have to step over a big pile of clothes in order to get to the toilet upstairs. Right. Now, Carucci doesn't give a shit. He's oblivious. She's making him
laying on a couch.
She's making him Smirnoff and I laying on a couch. OJ, you know what I mean?
Yeah, getting all comfortable.
She goes, all right, hold on. I got to feed my cats. So you hear the can open.
They come crawling out
everywhere. Out of nowhere, there was five, all like slate gray cats. They all had six toes on their paws.
Oh, the six-toed cats, okay.
Yeah, she gets the can of cat food, turns it over, slams it onto the counter and lifts it up.
Voila! She said ta-da afterwards.
They deserve.
So. Yeah, not on a plate, not on a floor, on her fucking island in her kitchen. Yeah.
Cunt.
Yeah, she's playing AC Deucey with her, whatever that game is.
Weird, yeah.
Followed and she a nut. Literally, she just opened the can of cat
slime
food
comes out
and just
feet.
Dumped it on and all the
That's
cats
how she fed
on
him and Carucci with fish sticks. She said, voila.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It was unbelievable. Carucci, he didn't care.
Oh,
actually, after we left, he did one of the greatest of all time Nestle plunges into a snowbank. He was trying to walk off the deck when we were leaving, and he just spun like twice with a drink in his hand and kaboosh into this big 2-foot pile of like white powder snow and just covered up. No, all you saw was a hand with a red Solo cup hanging out of the snow. It was brilliant. One of the greatest falls of all time.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, brilliant.
Bath,
yeah,
New right. York, yeah.
Bath, damn, man. Ironically,
Bath,
New York.
Yeah, ironically, yeah.
Jeez.
So there's no reason for any grown man to feed chickens anymore, you know, unless I work at a poultry farm.
Yeah, you know? I mean, unless you want to...
yeah. Chickens. What do you feed chickens?
Purple. I mean,
yeah.
If you shake that thing and it's like... It feels like there's another egg inside of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or if it was like an Easter egg, like it feels like a piece of chocolate's
in
there.
In
yeah, I would be freaked out.
Well, my entire family's like, yeah, I'll take some eggs every time they go over there. I got eggs for you. I got eggs for fuck you and your eggs, Ma. Yeah. Yeah. I want the shit.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. Well, she's got a little garden. That's why she has the chickens because they go and eat all the bugs and whatnot
shit
in the little thing.
Tomatoes and make the tomatoes.
Yeah. The only guy I'm buying eggs from is if the guy's last
name. No chicken shit tomatoes.
Yeah. If the guy's last name is Pathmark, I'll buy the fucking eggs off him. If not,
I need injected steroided. I don't want to see where it comes.
I don't mind. They gotta be bleached white.
Yeah.
What's up with what is the difference between brown eggs and white eggs?
They just separate them in the factory.
It all depends on where they grew up. Some from the Bronx. Some are from Irish, making jokes.
But for real, like, are the brown eggs the way they come and then they bleach them white?
I have no fucking
idea. No, they come
idea.
Out brown. I find they're tastier.
But supposedly they're supposed to be better for you.
They totally are.
No, they're
are.
Not better for you.
Not so much better
cholesterol
for you.
Cholesterol bombs.
There's it's a different taste. The white eggs are mass produced. They're the way all those chickens that we eat and stuff, they're not genetically altered, but they're genetically zoned. They're like, all right, that's a big fat chicken. We're going to take his sperm.
We're going to put some shit in there so he's going to be popping
those
them out like crazy.
She's popping out white eggs. We're going to keep...
A hard-working white egg.
Yeah.
Brown eggs are just slow.
Yeah.
And the brown eggs, they say they have a different taste. They're organic. There's no.
They're on welfare.
Yeah. With the jokes.
Yeah, and in a carton, instead of 12, they fit like 17.
Right. Yeah, those are the Puerto Rican eggs. Yeah.
I tell you, no.
My wife, she's a terrible cook. I just never, I just didn't realize that that they were like either, I don't know, dyed or whatever the
no,
fuck
well,
they
No,
well,
nowadays it's all that stuff. They're eating ostrich. You know, people are eating ostrich and buffalo and...
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Ostrich farms, too.
Yeah. Ostrich, buffalo, fucking yak, llama, ox, you know, all kinds of weird shit. They're just trying to...
The craziest thing I ever ate was alligator. It was down in New Orleans. But it looked like a chicken tender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had frog legs down there.
It tasted like... I mean, I hate to sound cliche, but it tasted like chicken. I mean,
tastes
it was
like
good.
Fried something.
Yeah, fried.
Battered something.
Did you ever eat a tongue sandwich?
No.
Disgusting, right? I don't want to eat anything that can taste me back.
But what kind of a tongue is it?
Yeah.
It's a cow's tongue.
Cow's tongue.
Fucking disgusting.
It can't be good.
It has to be tough to chew.
It really... Like, who the fuck? Like, I guess I understand liverwurst. I understand, you know.
Assholes, right?
But just fucking tongue?
Yeah.
That sounds like a Jewish thing, though.
It, was like
it sounds like an old Jewish woman. Going, give me the tongue. Half a pound. Sliced thin.
I'm Italian, too, but they eat the lamb brain. I don't know what holiday.
The sweetbreads.
What do they call it? There's a name for it, the guineas they do.
Yeah, they eat the brain.
Yeah, they're the eyes, the lamb.
Yeah, they eat half the brain, cut in half, and they bread, and they cook, and they fucking put it back
Anthony
in the
Anthony Hopkins'
skull.
Birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I seen that at Villa Roma. It's like, ugh, that's fucking horrible.
Well, that comes from the immigrant side of where you got to eat everything.
Yeah.
It's nothing
you know, the
left,
tripe
yeah.
and the intestines.
Yeah,
and
tripe.
Well, that goes, and that's why you find a lot of people who are in their late 70s or early 80s right now are people that are more likely to be hoarders because they lived through
the Depression. Yeah.
So they were, that is what is ingrained.
Oh, bullshit. It's not an illness. They're just fucking lazy fucking pigs.
No, I'm not talking about people who fucking the shit, and I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who just, they save every newspaper all this fucking crazy little shit because they don't want to waste anything.
They're fucking lazy. And at what point, I mean, how many feet high does the garbage get before you're diagnosed a hoarder? You're lazy, lazy, lazy. Now you're a hoarder.
And
it's bullshit.
How
just
high
fucking,
is the garbage?
They're
there,
disgusting.
Mama?
They're disgusting.
5 feet high and rotten.
They're usually big, fat fucking slobs, big, fat woman,
right.
And self-centered.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Fucking selfish.
And angry.
And they're usually they all have the same exact diagnosis. They're the same personality all the time.
Yeah.
$100, would you go down on a hoarder?
Huh? You know, she's collecting the tampons. Never threw them out.
Could you imagine what a hoarder's bush looks like?
Oh.
Men and women.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? Could you imagine what the genitals of someone who sleeps in their own toilet paper?
Sleeps in their own toilet paper.
Wipes and doesn't throw it away.
Yeah,
he's
could
like,
you imagine
I'm keeping that.
Yeah. I don't know what's worse. The hoarders or those extreme cheapskates that take a rag and they use it as toilet paper and then they keep cleaning the rag and using it as toilet paper to save money.
Dumpster divers.
But they're like the extreme.
Oh, neurotically cheap.
Yeah.
There's an urban legend about some guy that would go to work and he would put a can of like Dinty Moore on his stove where the pilot light is. So 8 hours later, he could just open it and not have to heat the stew up to save like a fifteenth of a penny on what you know heating it up in a pan. And then when the guy died, they found like $1 million in his mattress.
So
what the fuck? That's mentally ill.
I saw the one where the woman she makes lasagna and then puts it in the dishwasher. Because the dishwasher gets up to like 200 and something degrees, you know what I mean? Almost boiling, you know what I mean?
Right.
And she wraps it up, seals it, you know what I mean? So it
like
doesn't
plastic,
get,
it waterproofs it.
Yeah, waterproofs it and puts the lasagna and runs the dishes.
Boils the lasagna.
To what? To reheat it or cook it?
To cook it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
I to never cook heard it.
Of
that.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Remember with the White Castles where you guys would...
no, we wouldn't. No.
Or you knew somebody who
did
that?
Yeah, it was a cousin. At a funeral, we're in the church and he's starving, Right, so he disappears. My cousin Dennis, he was all fucked up, and he disappears. So then the thing is over, whatnot, and Paul Bearing out, and he's behind the limo, heating up White Castles on the exhaust pipe.
Oh,
wow,
that's so disgusting.
I would say White Castle has a candle. It smells like White Castle now. You see that?
No.
Oh yeah.
A candle? They have a candle. Smells like Murderburger. How fucked up you need that in your house?
No, I mean, The only time you want to smell it is while you're eating it.
Exactly.
Is even 10 minutes after you're done eating it, that smell will make you go, ooh.
Yeah, in the car, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
he's got the bread open like it's a fucking Lincoln Continental. And he's fucking heating up.
It's urban barbecuing.
He was a fucking weirdo.
Well, if it's Spanish, they could put like four or five of them because the tube is so big.
They could put
four or five burgers at one time.
I used to go over his house, and he had done a little time in jail and stuff, and he always told me, don't eat the saltpeter. Don't eat the saltpeter. You know, the eggs in jail.
Right.
You know, because I was going to the military. Don't eat the eggs. And I would go over his house because it was my grandfather's nephew. So we'd stop by, lived in the neighborhood or whatever, see how he's doing, and he would always cook. He was one of those stoner heroin guys that would always cook. You know what I mean? There's always like 17 people living at his house.
Right.
Because his mother, my grandfather's sister, had passed away, so he inherited the house.
Right.
Now it's a fucking pretty commune. Cool. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
he would go over there, and literally he's like, hey, cuz, man, I made these cookies. And he would...
fingernails
in it. Literally, I would take the whole cookie, and I'm like... and I would try to get it because I'm driving my grandfather. And as soon as I K-turned, I was like, out the whole thing. Yeah, it was actually he died, and it took him like 30. They thought he was sleeping on the living room floor.
Right.
And yeah, he was dead for like 24 hours.
He was dead.
I had to scrape him up. He was a fun guy, but I wasn't gonna eat his fucking cookies. Yeah, but that was classic. Heating White Castles up. He had him in the car for the night before.
Instead of tailgating. Wow.
Jesus. So, you got any big gigs coming up?
I know nothing. It's
nothing?
Over.
No, seriously.
Fucking shit.
I know you're always... For you to be happy, I know him, just once a month where you can go away. Like, most guys, they want to fucking... Every weekend, they want to be away... For the weekend, traveling around the country. It's like if Otto has to take a plane ride once a month.
Yeah, that would be,
that
perfect.
Would be
one good high-paying road gig a month. Yeah, that's what I'm working towards.
Yeah. You usually get them.
Me and Keith are going to Rochester in like a month, right?
Rochester? What's up there?
A fucking Artie Fletcher has
Hey, listen.
Joke Factory. Yeah, it's a good room.
Cool. Where is he still living down in Florida?
Yeah. New York City's bad boy lives in
Boca Raton or whatever.
Stupid idiot. Yeah.
Sarasota.
Yeah, he's near Tampa. The gig's good, though. The hotel is in the same building as where the gig is, and you can eat meals, or you just sign for it, breakfast, lunch, dinner. It's
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
That's always great when it's in the same place.
Yeah, it's awesome, yeah.
Just have a good weekend.
Fucking shitty hotels.
Yeah.
I'm afraid the place where this weekend... I'm afraid it's one of those lodging. I'm afraid it's one of those places where it's just one floor, and it's like the doors are on the outside of the building.
Yeah, motel, like a motel, drive up, yeah, motel,
like a motor lodge.
Yeah,
those are usually pretty shit. There's mice in there. And
the ones
last up in Albany, they were renovating the fucking place we got there. Mexicans running all over the place, banging on the walls. Jackhammer's going. We're like, fuck.
Yeah, it's called a microtel.
Yeah, it was. Well, you opened the door and fell on the bed.
Microtel, they call it?
There's nowhere to sit.
What is this, fucking Tokyo?
It's a fucking
sofa.
It was Indians running it, and it was a Wyndham chain, so the Indians trying to make
it. What am I, Spock in a fucking...
Literally opened the door and fell on the bed. That was it.
Really?
Poof. That was it. It was fucking...
I mean, are they cheaper? I mean, I'm assuming
48 bucks a night.
I was going to say, it better be like half of what you normally pay. 48 which,
bucks, yeah.
I'm sure.
Isn't that what's that? That's a Marx Brothers movie.
Right.
They have the closet. They got to share the closet.
Night at the Opera. Yeah,
is it Night at the Opera?
Yeah,
the
famous. Yeah.
They have the
two hard boiled legs and two more hard boiled legs. Yeah.
Well, hopefully they can use... the guy with the Dinty Moore, he could fucking put that right on the stove in that fucking hotel.
Remember, we went to go leave to go to the show? We were still making coffee in like the little lobby thing, like a little shit coffee thing. And And he's asked me if I've seen the movie Hostel.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, that movie Hostel. So we're talking, making a cup of coffee, and this fucking broad pops out of nowhere.
With
right?
no shoes on.
No shoes on. She looked like you in no a, with a wig on, right?
Oh, she was sexy.
Yeah. She goes, yeah. You guys talking about porno?
Was she wearing a jet shirt?
Yeah. Right? And we turned around. And we're like,
oh, Harry was her ass.
Oh, we turned around. Like, what the fuck?
Are you talking about porno?
You guys are talking about porno? We're like... What the fuck you talking?
It's 8:30 in the morning, cunt.
Yeah, no, it was on the way to the show, but it was just, it was like she popped out of nowhere, like at behind us, and just like injected herself into conversation about porn. Like,
was there a pile of garbage behind you and she just popped, no, she might have been in the trash heap?
Yeah, she was just like in the lobby. I don't know. It was a weird thing, man. She just like.
No shoes? Her dirty feet?
Yeah, she was just like.
Her fat, dirty black feet?
Yeah, just weird. I don't know. She's, you know, zitted out. Just a fucking wreck.
And I said, no, it's a horror movie, Hostel. She goes, okay, I'm not interested.
Yeah, something like that.
What were you offering? We're not offering you anything, chubby.
I didn't want to engage in a conversation because God knows where it was going to lead.
She probably thought you said hot dogs.
No, she hears. She hears Hostel, and she wants the David Carradine suite.
Yeah, really something to hang me, hang myself off.
First time I ever got offered sex after a show, it was when I first started. I was in Oakland, New Jersey, at some fucking dump, and if Janis Joplin was alive today, and continued to live. Hard. That's what this woman was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. And I was joking around with everybody else. I'm like, should I go home with her? And they're like, no, dude. And I'm like, I'm fucking around. And I'm like, there's no fucking possible way I'm going home with the fucking crypt keeper here. You know what I mean?
How did she present it?
She was like, I have a. She had a trailer just a block away or something that in the woods. She's like, I'm just up the mountain. She's like, I'm just up the mountain about a half a mile.
Yeah, her son Eminem was there waiting
up
for
the
him.
Mountain, a bit way.
Yeah, just up the mountain about a half a mile.
Yeah. Okay, get on my back, I'll carry you.
Yeah, and so is Burt Reynolds and fucking...
Squeal.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, so I did it. And
of course you did.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
It was brilliant.
He wanted to... remember... Last week we were talking about like what's really offensive and all that shit.
Sure.
And then we were talking about like everything's offensive now, you know? Everything is offensive. Everybody's offended by everything. And I came up with an imaginary scenario of something that you would see on YouTube that would actually be offensive.
Right.
And it was very simple. It was that song Disco Inferno by the Tramps.
Yeah.
Right.
Playing with the 9/11 footage playing in the background. That would be fucking completely offensive. Like,
sure.
Burn Baby Burn and all that shit, right? Yeah, and I was trying to make a point. Like, there's a difference between just trying to make people laugh and maybe something coming off a little touchy and, oh, you're a racist or this is offensive, blah, blah, blah. And I go, here's something really offensive. Watching people falling out of buildings and a building coming down while a fucking song, you know, Disco Inferno about a building being on fire is playing in the background. Really, truly offensive. Doesn't exist. It was just something I made up. What's this? Oh, Jesus. All right.
Is that offensive?
I don't know. It's weird, I guess.
Are you getting into the Louis C.K. thing?
Well, actually, I was just going to just show you guys a picture of a tattoo that truly...
Is it offensive?
This tattoo... Yeah, I guess. They're writing diaries. I get it.
But who are you more...
There's something... I mean, I guess I understand.
Gordon Ramsay. Are you making fun of Ramsay or Hitler?
I think it's just... Using them as the, the starting point and the finishing point for the joke. But anyway, there is a picture of a tattoo that some listener sent us.
Right.
That fucking A is probably the most offensive thing I think I've ever seen. Truly. And I'm not a guy who ever claims offensiveness.
Does Brent have that? Can Brent put that in the chat?
I don't know. I might be able to put it in the chat.
It's... The Twin Towers on fire.
It's the Twin Towers on fire with people falling out of buildings, and underneath it says, it's raining men. This is somebody who made a tattoo of that. And if you want to fucking say any joke that you've ever heard a stand-up comic do is offensive, fuck that. Because they're obviously doing that not to be humorous, not to be ironic.
Yeah, look
they're
how
just,
dark I and how I don't give a fuck. I'm, you know,
I'm trying to get an just trying to get an emotion out of somebody, and that's the difference between a comic, somebody who's just trying to be funny, and in the process, somebody's feelings might get hurt,
right?
Because something you find funny might be like, oh, ooh, yeah. And that.
Yeah,
and
that's
yeah.
Fucked up.
I don't know if I can.
I'm sure in the Middle East, it's like the number one tattoo.
What?
In the Middle East, it's probably the number one tattoo.
See if I can put this. Oh, he's got it in the chat room already. Done. All right, cool. Jeremiah, Jer in the chat room. He's the one that sent it to us. So I just was like, it's just my point, because now we're getting to a point now these days where everybody has
everything you say.
Everybody has, because every fucking buddy has a goddamn fucking Twitter account, Facebook
right.
account, because you know what? Everybody thinks that their fucking stupid opinions matters
yeah.
because they can put it out there and you can see it in print.
Right.
And it's ruined everything. It really has, because you know what? Most people are like children. They should be seen and not fucking heard.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You could show out of that. That's the tattoo. That's yeah. horrible, huh? It's humorous.
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it just and it just goes to show, you know what? Stop throwing certain words around, like offensive, bully, racist.
Right. Bully.
Because you know what? There are people that are truly racist that they just get fucking, they get blended in the background because yeah. everybody's a fucking racist.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh, without a doubt.
You do a fucking joke that references black people, you're a racist.
Yeah. Get off your soapbox and wrap it up. I'm hungry.
Well, what's his, what did Beyonce wanted to stop the
These
word
are my
bossy?
Soapbox shoes I wear right
well,
now.
I want, I'm dying for some organic eggs.
Beyonce wanted to stop have people don't use the word bossy to describe a woman. Yeah, and her husband made a fucking $1 million fortune calling girls bitches.
Bitches, yeah.
That's
bitches and hoes.
Yeah, bitches and hoes.
Well, because
but don't call them bossy.
Well, because it's always about what, as long as it doesn't affect my pocket.
Right.
Fucking
right.
Hey, I don't call bitches bossy.
Well,
so go ahead.
Louis C.K. was on SNL Saturday,
right.
And he's getting a big thing because he did 8 minutes of a monologue, 8 minutes of stand up,
right.
And he referenced of something that was like, why does God do that kind of a thing? I have it. I'm not sure exactly where it is. It might take me a few minutes, but it was stand up. It was funny.
Stand up.
It
right.
was. I was like kind of irony. You know, like you know, why would God do that and not do that? I don't know the exact thing.
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
But he's catching shit for it because it was fucking funny.
Right.
It was just a funny stand-up monologue.
Yeah, people are too
sensitive now. And they go, well, you mentioned God. You know, you mentioned Jesus. And he's like, well, Jesus, you know, Jesus killed people or something.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. No, he doesn't give a shit at all. He doesn't give a shit at all. Pop me on there, Joe, real quick.
Go ahead.
Somebody does that for you someday.
The problem is apologizing. Any comic should never apologize for whatever they say. It, it gives, you know, it makes them more relevant.
About Kramer, when he did.
He wasn't a comic, and
exactly.
I, you know,
he was just a dope who couldn't handle.
Yeah.
You know,
when you start apologizing, you're admitting that you meant it harmfully, and that
exactly.
that their voice has a fucking an ear or whatever. Who gives a shit? Say it and you move on.
Exactly. And that's the way it was. It still is. Think about it. Has anybody really... Remember Tracy Morgan got in trouble because he did a gay joke about his kid or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He apologized.
Oh, he did apologize.
Yeah.
I mean, there should clearly be a rating system like in movies. If it's an adult show, you can't complain that something
exactly.
out of tort was said.
And why would you... Dude, why would you want... Would you ever want me to go... Hey, Kenny, you made fun of Keith. Tell him he's sorry.
Okay.
As an adult, why would I want anybody to be forced to say they're sorry to me?
Right, right.
I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I don't want somebody to apologize to me because
you
were told to.
You think
that's like a girl going, yeah, all right, I'll go out on a date with you one time because
right.
my mom said you're... fuck out of here. I don't want to go to dinner with you.
I've got it right here. It's a couple of minutes.
Yeah, you want to play?
Yeah, we'll just play a little bit of it and see what you guys see. What you
then
guys
we can
think.
Get out of here?
Yeah, and then we're almost done.
Jesus, this sucks.
You're going to heaven. Clap if you think you're going to heaven. You think you're going to heaven?
Yes.
Really? How old are you?
21.
21, and you're a lock for heaven already. You're already been a grown up for 3 years. You couldn't possibly make a mistake. Well, good luck. I don't think there's a heaven. I think maybe there's a God, but there's no heaven. I think that's the best news you're going to get. You die, and you're like, hey, God. And he's like, yep. And you're like, where's heaven? And he's like, I don't know who's telling people that. What am I supposed to make?
I thought he was going
to
use my bit.
Whole amazing place for afterwards.
All your family's going to be able to go through all your personal shit. Uh-huh. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Well, where do I go? Just stand in this room with me now. I don't like it. Tell me about it. I've been here since 1983.
So this shit got him in trouble?
Yeah.
When got started,
yeah.
But
just doesn't make any sense.
Religious. I don't know if there's a God. That's all I can say, honestly, is I don't know. Some people think that they know that there isn't. That's a weird thing to think you can know. Yeah, there's no God. Are you sure? Yeah, no, there's no God. How do you know? Because I didn't see him. There's a vast universe. You can see for about 100 yards when there's not a building in the way. How could you possibly? Did you look everywhere? Did you look in the downstairs bathroom? Where are you looking? I didn't see him yet. I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave yet. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
I think you got wrapped on that. Until
it comes on tape.
Why? Because he mentioned the slave thing?
Yeah. It's the one in the Bible, because that's a weird story. Is he's our father, and we're his children. That's it. Our father who art in heaven. Where's our mother? What happened to our mom?
He got
what
this
did
for
he
that
do
he,
to our mom?
It was like he killed his wife kind of thing. This is another part.
Somewhere in heaven there's a
like
porch
domestic
with a dead
violence.
Lady under it.
God
oh,
killed
he
domestic
killed
violence.
Oh, because God killed his wife.
The trunk of God's car. For bleach and rope and fibers. Well, how can we not have a mother? At least maybe God's divorced. Maybe he has an ex-wife. God's a single dad, and he's raising us alone. And we're praying like, and he's like, I'm trying. It's just me up here. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe your life is your time. This is our weekend with Dad. That's what life is your weekend. And then when you die, you go to Mom's house. It makes sense that God would be a woman, doesn't it? Because you're raised by your mom. I think the reason we've made God a man in our cultures is because we want to make sense of the fact that men are in charge. Because otherwise it doesn't really make any sense. Because women, you start with the woman. It's the thing people like to ask, like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Of course it's the egg. Because you can't just make a chicken. You can't just go chicken. You got to start with an egg and grow a chicken. And then people say, oh, well, where did the egg come from? From a chicken, you idiot. Women raised us, so why aren't they running things? I think I know why. I think it's because millions of years ago, women were in charge, and they were mean. They were horrible. They made us walk around naked, and they'd laugh
that's,
at you,
that's
and
basically
they'd flick your penis when you walk by.
So, of course, so he's...
But what could you do? It's your mom and her friends. Like,
that's it. Well, what he got in trouble for was the God threw somebody in her trunk. You know what I mean? Like he murdered
something
her.
That's completely absurd.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense because
it's
you know.
Comedy.
What do you mean he got in trouble? I mean, what trouble?
Well, not trouble.
The religious groups, right?
Yeah, all those jerk offs.
Yeah, I mean they shouldn't be watching any stand up comedian.
But even atheists, they get in the action now. Like I don't want to see a cross. On my way to work.
Those, they're
you're a fucking atheist. You don't. It doesn't matter to you anyway. You don't believe it.
And I don't think they just like some. I don't think they represent most atheists. Right. I think most atheists don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't give a fuck.
Right. But you always have because you know why? Because they have to claim that they're an atheist so they can be part of a group. It's just
but
like
then
fucking
that's a religion.
Exactly.
Don't
yeah.
fucking idiot.
I don't part. I'm nothing.
All right. In the chat room, you got to see this tattoo. Jesus, Western Echo. Look at that tattoo.
What is that? Is that a baby?
That is out of control.
Sick. That's not real, is it?
No, that's a real one. Look.
Oh. What the fuck is that?
It's a tattoo of
a baby
and
shopping for a
and she uses her vagina as
the baby's vagina.
Oh, you took it out of the chat room. See what happened? He got scared.
So it was a tattoo. I saw the baby. It looked like a baby down there.
But the vagina was
the
same
baby.
Vagina.
Vagina is the baby.
Jesus. See, he took
so
that.
The baby
he took that out of him. He took that out of the chat fast.
Jesus Christ. All right. I think we're done. We should get the fuck out of here.
I'm starving.
Yeah. So you guys are in Rochester?
Yeah.
Coming
yeah.
up in
May, I think it's 15, 16?
May 15, 16. Rochester.
Yeah. It's called the Joke Factory.
Nice. Joke Factory, Rochester.
Yeah.
May 15th and 16th.
Guys, 11th and Biggie's, right?
No, May 9th.
9th.
9th, yeah. 9th and Biggie's.
We're going we'll to put the thing up on Facebook so people can buy the tickets.
Right.
We'll be doing that soon.
Like I said, check out the old episodes of Puppies in Sunshine.
Yeah. And shorts. Good stuff. We have the new shorts we just made. And just follow us on Twitter at CNK Show.
And go to Fredo's in Freehold.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We didn't get it.
Papa!
Johnny Olin is you're going to be your delivery driver, and well, you can't eat the pizza until everybody sees it first.
Like our Facebook page, our Twitter account at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Brent, our producer, is at White Ass Brent. And thank everybody who called in, all the and everybody in the chat. Otto, Keith. There might be some websites that are sponsored by the show tonight. Let's see. The show is by Colorado Dickhead. It's sponsored by, brought to you by chickencunt.com. also by tongueguzzler.com. Very, very nice.
What's that?
Conti is like Socrates.
Wow.
It's a very creepy picture.
How did you find that?
They no, made they, it. They, these they fucking assholes. It. They take pictures and they make...
Big A Stutter brought to you by a chunk of cement in Hoboken.
So you get the prostate exam.
Yeah, he's got your eyes.
He's got my eyes. So if there's any other sites in the chat, you guys can think of them before we... oh, KennyStillNeedsAJob.com.
Oh, who said that
was,
that, one?
That was White Ass Brent.
Brent, okay.
It's RainingMen.com. Conti and Kenny 2 hours or bus.com. We might do the 2 hour show. DeadVagina.com.
You can find Gross Burger on Facebook.
.com.
Why doesn't James like Johnny O.com?
Question mark.
Yeah.
My phone's ringing right now.
All right. Conti finally saw another movie.com. Kenny can do a soprano impression.com. Very nice. All right. I think we should get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming down, man. It's been too long, and yeah. Like I said, we're going to go do some dinner this week.
EggTalkRadio.com.
Egg Talk Radio. Yeah. Hey, Louis C.K. talked about eggs. What came first? We talked about eggs.
Hen cunt over easy with home fries.
Keith Carnival is available by it, dummy.com.
Finish us up on starving.com.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out. And we'll be back next week.
IntermediateScratch.com.
Very good. Intermediate Scratch. Good night, everybody. We're getting out 5 minutes early. Peace.
Bye.
See you next week.